Welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Here we are again, another Saturday. Is the camera going to stay up there?
Is it
going to fall over? Okay.
No, it's good.
Welcome, everybody. We are simulcasting right here, right now, at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at Rockdale, KRXT 98.5 FM. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give me a call here to the studio at 254-697-6633. And don't forget, all programming is put into podcast form, and we've got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads. I am very sorry to say there will be no polka music and no tradio on this program.
That's Sunday.
Sunday, okay. Just letting you know. So if anybody's curious as to where the polka went or about tradio, it ain't happening on this show. Okay. I want to thank all my sponsors for having faith in me to support the program. All the people who donate privately, thank you so much. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook, Instagram, the whole works. Now, my wingman, the Colonel, Rayford Brown, is out on assignment today. He will be in next week. My special guest host, who is with us, I'll tell you what, Christine, you take my mic and I'll take that mic. Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. She is liaison. I like saying that word like you always know I do. You're a mediator between the person who's scared to death and the IRS, right?
That's right. Yes, I am. Man, I've got like the silver mic here. Wow.
No. Platinum.
Oh, platinum. Excuse me. The platinum mic. Yes. Hey, no. Good to be here. Lots to talk about. April 15th is Monday. You know what that is?
Right? Yes, the dreaded tax day.
So I have, lots of good information.
Fantastic. You're a walking encyclopedia. I don't even know if anybody knows what an encyclopedia is anymore.
Yeah. What is that?
You're a walking Wikipedia?
Like Wikipedia, maybe? Christinopedia?
You're a walking Google.
Maybe.
That's
I look at her and I see Trinity, where she starts flickering her eyes and she's getting a download of information.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is that?
No, I know how to fly a
Dr.
Huey.
That's the Matrix.
Dr. Howe?
The Matrix.
Okay. Now, Christine, do you have a special invite coming in today?
I do. Yes. I believe he is on his way. Angel Santiago. He's a senior partner with Cedarwood Financial Partners in Temple. He's just going to... Mostly he wants to meet you because he's been a fan for a long time.
Right.
He's going to maybe talk some shop with you about some gun classes maybe for people in his firm. I don't know 100%. But yeah, he's on his way in, I hope.
Sounds
Angel,
good.
If you're listening, we're talking about you.
I think, Shelby, you said there's some old equipment here. We could probably put out in the back there and just take a shot at it. See how that works?
Probably.
Okay.
I got some old CDs I can throw out there.
Ooh,
wow, you got suddenly shorter.
Well,
oh, I see.
We did a different camera angle, and so Shelby, instead of sitting on her high ivory towers...
Rayford now with the way the monitor is.
Oh, yes,
and
yes.
He's blocked at every point unless he's... goes over, so we're like, oh, we gotta have something different.
There you go. So I think it'll work. We'll check it out in the break, though. Make sure you... Now, tell me about Jasmine.
Oh, yes. Jasmine, co-owner of Yo Nutrition, will be coming in today, bringing in me and Christine two new wonderful nutrition teas to taste.
Excellent.
Yay. Two new ones. I just tried her Eclipse tea that she had on sale for the Eclipse. Oh, so good. She brought it up here. I put it in the front.
Yeah, the first thing you said when you tasted it was like, oh my gosh.
It tastes like a popsicle.
Wow, really?
And it's got like, I think, 11 different supplements in there.
Okay,
so, I mean,
nice.
It's practically a meal replacement in a tea.
Nice.
It's so good.
Very good. Now, guess who else is coming on? Huh. We have tax help, but we're also going to get God help.
The one, the only...
Father John Gazzaldo from St.
Really
Luke Church.
Bring up the spirits.
And
yes,
it's singular,
does.
Not plural, Temple, Texas. We've had conversations, Father John and I, via Facebook because he couldn't make it a couple times here. But he's finally coming in today. It's always a good time. We'll get to have him read some true stories of self-defense as well.
Yes.
As he does the holy...
That's great. Sprinkle a little holy water on those.
All right. You ready? Let's set the table. Today's show highlights. I'll be doing the devotional, some more announcements coming up. True Stories at 11:30, our favorite segment. Word of the day in the moment, quote of the day. Christine, I'm going to throw this at you real fast because I know you're quick on your feet. Get me a quote.
Okay.
Because Shelby's got the trivia, and we'll do that in a minute. Now, Judge Isaacs, you know, we spoke to him last week. He had open heart surgery, triple bypass, I believe
yes.
it was. And, you know, ouch, that hurts. So he's recovering from that. He may be calling in today. Yeah. And if he does, we'll get to hear him. If not, he's probably just resting. So we'll see what happens there. If Katie from Moz doesn't call, I will be talking about Katie from Moz. I was planning to go out there. I wanted to see Vicky, but we had a miscommunication, so I didn't end up going out there. Colonel is out, like I said, and Christine will be doing dollars and cents right around the 10 o'clock hour. All right, you ready for the word of the day?
Yeah.
The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of a story. And if you could put the word of the day into a sentence, give me a call here at 254-697-6633. And I like it. Anybody else likes it, you get a thumbs up, and we got a prize. And Shelby, you got any particular types of prizes to give out?
I got all kinds of stuff. Honcho and Texas Barbecue Place, Dairy Queen. We even got some of those little cards for Yo Nutrition where you get, I think, like half off your drink.
Wow.
So I've got all kinds of stuff. You can choose your prize.
Sounds great. The word of the day is swath. That's S-W-A-T-H, swath. It's a noun. Definition is a strip or belt or a long area of something.
Okay.
Swath?
What?
A swath. A swath. Okay, yes.
You know, like in an open wheat field, the tractor goes, it makes a swath through the wheat field. Okay. It comes from this headline. You ready for this? This is really a happy headline. It just depends on what side of the fence you're on.
Uh-oh.
Quote, "It's theirs. Border agent says swaths of U.S. border territory now belong to cartels." Illegal migrants easily crossing right into the U.S. with smiles on their faces trying to get away from us. We saw a series of scouts, coyotes ahead of them and behind them. This is a business. Swaths of territory along the U.S.-Mexico border are under operational control of the cartels. And this is from a border agent. So what they tell you on the news, it's a bunch of baloney. So if you can give me a call, put the word swath into a sentence, you get a prize. Okay, Christine, you look like you're ready.
I am.
Quote of the day, please.
Okay, quote of the day. Sorrow can be alleviated by good sleep, a bath, and a glass of wine.
Well, glass of wine at dinner is okay. The other two I strike out, I guess. So no baths. And what was the first one?
Good sleep.
No sleep.
You don't think that you would, in the sake of relaxation, not just wine, but even whiskey or bourbon or whatever you want, to get in a hot bath. You could take a shower first.
No, I just can't do a bath.
Why? Maybe good for your achy muscles. Some Epsom salts.
We have a 100-year-old clawfoot tub.
Yes, maybe that's the reason why I don't want to do it.
We just had redone, and it is gorgeous. Can't wait to get it installed. A 6-foot man could easily create a swath in the tub of water.
All right, since you brought it up, and you're asking me, and I'm saying I don't do the baths, here's the deal.
When was the last time you bathed, Matt?
The last time I bathed was probably about when I was 3 years old, okay? But I was in the tub, the tub just like you've got, mm-hmm. one of those iron tubs, mm-hmm. and the water's up to my, I guess,
neck,
hip.
If you're three.
I'm about 2 years old, two, 3 years old, but I can remember this. I remember this. And mom leaves the bathroom for a second,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden I slip, and I do about 3 somersaults in the bathtub.
Yeah.
And my mom goes, "What are you doing? What are you doing this for?" I'm like, I'm almost drowning, you know? I'm thinking to myself as I reflect upon this. So maybe I'm a little scared of tubs.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's just like one time a dentist put his drill through my tongue. That's why I'm not really crazy about dentists. But if you saw my dentist back in the day up in New York, it looked like Frankenstein.
Smoking while he's payback, working on you.
If you could only go in the recesses of my mind as a young kid and saw the things that have happened to me and the things I've
Well, you're not going to drown now.
I just don't want to do it. It's just like I don't want to go to a dentist.
What if it changes your whole perspective? Of this is what I've been missing out on while you're sipping your bourbon in an Epsom salt hot bath. Your body
this is what
good.
I'm talking about.
I've been missing this because of my 3-year-old self.
Maybe I would do it if it was in like one of those metal tubs they did in the cowboy days. At least it'd be a little bit more
like
masculine.
A trough?
Yeah.
Like a trough.
Well, nobody's going to see you.
Moving on. Word of the day is swath. And the quote of the day one more time.
Sorrow can be alleviated by good sleep, a bath, and a glass of wine.
Okay, we'll leave that one. If you figure it out, give me a call. Tell me about it. Now, Shelby, what's the trivia for today?
Okay, it's taken away from a day in history, April 13th, 1961. The space shuttle, what was the name of the space shuttle that was launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, becoming the first reusable manned spacecraft to travel into space?
Okay. Now, all of these are Google-able? So figure it out. Give us a call. 254-697-6633.
Sounds super smart.
Let me move on and set the table some more. World War alert. U.S. sending troops to Middle East in hopes of deterring Iran attack on Israel. So what is Biden saying? It's just a matter of when, and what's his defiance? One word. Don't. Are you scared yet? Are you comfortable knowing that when he said don't, Iran won't kind of do anything? No.
Don't.
Now, if Trump said it, and he goes, listen, my button's bigger than your button. Here's a picture of your house. Why are you showing me a picture of your house? Figure it out. Read between the lines.
Right.
You step out of line, that house is not going to be there anymore.
It's reminiscent of Reagan when he took office.
Yes. I've said this a long time ago. Trump and Reagan are the same coin, just two different sides. Yeah. Reagan, you had to have class.
Yes.
I'm not taking away from Trump.
No, but...
You had to have refinement.
Yes, refinement.
Trump is the other side. In this day and age, Reagan wouldn't do so well. But Trump's the one who's like the Teflon Don. It bounces off of him and they keep going. Okay, time's up. All right, we're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. I'll continue on with the show highlights in just a little bit. 254-697-663. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, the Colonel, Rayford Brown, my wingman, is out today on assignment. Christine Stevenson, my special guest host today. Christine's always on the second Saturday of the month, so if you want to mark that in your calendars. She's a liaison between you and the IRS if you have tax problems. She does a great job, so check her out. And you can always go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page, and all my sponsors are there. You can click on the link, and bam, there you are, okay? I've got Judge Andy. Did I make it that time? Judge Andy.
That time.
On the line, and Judge has been doing great. I think he's riding horses, mowing hay, or cutting hay.
Mowing hay.
I think of my front yard. Judge, welcome to the program. How you doing, buddy?
I'm better. Every day gets a little bit better. You know, it's real, real slow. Real slow. You know, when they cut you open with a titanium saw, you know, it's...
Andy, I'm going to need you to get as close to that phone as you can so we can hear you.
I'm as close as I can. I think it's something to do with y'all's...
You know because he is.
I talked to Shelby, she was good, and then switched over, she's not too good. You know, everything is great. God's still on the move. You really feel the prayers when you go through something like this, and there's a lot of people going, as much fun as open-heart surgery is, there's worse things. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there suffering, and if we watch the news and everything, and which is about all I can do, things are really...
That'll depress you.
Yeah, it's kind of eating up. We know it's coming, but know this: God's still in control. And as bad as it's going to get, there's still a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. So keep your heads up. Keep plowing forward.
And
negative will not get us anywhere. Okay, you got to try to stay positive. That's where you can make good decisions. When you're negative, you don't normally make good decisions in negative. So you got to try to stay positive. It's really hard for me. I could relate to this in that I can't do anything. You know, if from somebody that was cutting hay and doing all that stuff, now I have to watch everybody else work. I mean, literally, the doctor, you know, if I don't take care of this, I could die. So I got to. So it's there are those. There's a pot of gold at the end of this rainbow. It's just I got to make sure that I stay up on the rainbow to make sure it gets done. So, and I'm telling you guys, there's better days coming. It's just we're going to have to endure a lot of bad days before we get there. So just keep your heads up, keep moving forward. Don't let yourself get too negative. There's a lot of people going through a lot of stuff. Sometimes you got to push away from the table, but just keep positive attitude about all you're doing.
Andy, are you being nice to Rita Kay?
Yeah. Sometimes she's not very nice to me. You know, she has not let me forget that I did not tell her.
No kidding.
Yeah. You know, she has not been happy about that at all.
Well, good.
And and everybody else that knows me, that lives around here, were not happy that I was having trouble and didn't tell anybody. You know, truthfully, I didn't really know I was having trouble. I'm thinking, they'll give me a pill or something, I'll be okay. But I didn't realize it when we got in there, and it was very emotional. After they did the cat part first, they came and did a cat they put a catheter down through your veins and went into your heart. They were just going to put, you know, stents in. And then when they had to pull out because it was too bad and told me, you know, hey, we're going to have to do open heart surgery, and it's going to be about the roughest one they do, which is CABG. They call it CABG surgery. It was a little bit emotional for me in Rita Cave because I didn't expect us to go there. I thought I was in better shape than that. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of eye-opening. And believe me, let me tell you something. When you come out of that, people talk about how spiritual everything is. There's not one spiritual thing went on other than people. You could feel people's prayers. Okay? I did not think a spiritual thing when they had all them tubes sticking out of me. I was thinking, I'm hurting. Please get me some help. So it's a completely different perspective. And when I come into the, it's going to be a while before I get to actually come in and be in the studio. But when I come into the studio, I'll give you all a whole rundown on what it's like to have open heart surgery.
Are you and I going to compare scars and tattoos again?
Yeah, we are. And I know I got more. Some of my scars and tattoos are still leaking.
Oh.
So God bless you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for many blessings. Thank you for all the prayers that you sent to me when I was in the hospital and still sent to this day, Lord, because I still need them to get stronger, to get better. Lord, this nation needs to get stronger and get better. We've had our open heart surgery, and we're hurting, and our people are not listening, and our leaders are not leading. Lord, line us up. Get us right. Get us doing right. Lord, we need wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so that we can do the right thing. Lord, thank you for all you do. Thank you. Thank you for this radio program and these guys that are sticking to it. For Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
MSRMinistries.org is the website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas, 512-455-2552. We've got like 40 people out here today for a trail ride. So we didn't stop doing stuff. That's the way it is. Love you. Talk to you later.
All right, Andy. You take care. It's always a pleasure, buddy. All right, everybody. That was Judge Andy Isaacs. He sounded pretty good. He sounded like
he's cocky himself now. Better than he did before. I'm so glad. Because I've been worried about him.
See, that's why people say you should go get checked up. I've seen so many people go get checked up, find out
they
got something, and they're dead in 3 weeks
because
of the panic.
Oh my gosh. That's what my husband says. He had to go to the doctor because he has pneumonia, but he has something called walking pneumonia where it doesn't actually affect you except for when you're going to bed and you cough and you can't breathe. He had to go get like an inhaler and some medicine. Either way, he was like, but it's probably lung cancer and I don't want to know. And I was like, no.
Just go out on the back 40, cap yourself, you know. Have a hole dug already.
Don't want to know.
Go
worm dirt. Worm dirt. Worm dirt.
You know what's very challenging? I'm getting older, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I can start to see the perspective of older people who, every one of them, used to be young
mm-hmm.
and did all the things that you see the young
right.
men and women doing, men and women, two genders.
Do you feel like you're as old as you are? Do you feel your age?
No, this is what I tell people. I act like I'm 19. I'm chronologically 61. And I feel like I'm 95.
Wow.
I am a mess. The only thing that keeps me going is pure stupidity. It's the only thing that keeps me going. And I've got plenty of it, so we're good to go. All right, let me do the devotional. And after the bottom of the hour, since the Colonel's not here, I'll finish setting the table. I got two or three pages worth of highlights here, mm-hmm. so we'll go over that. I want to thank McGuire Tire, Casey and the gang, for sponsoring the segment. I've been dealing with Casey and them for 20-plus years when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more. They took care of my truck just a little while ago. Tires, mechanics, the thing runs great. It sings, it's smooth, it drives straight. I just love it. Thank you, guys. Two locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114. Belton is 254-939-1357. Or simpler yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. Been doing devotionals for a long time. Long, long time. Many years. And been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio as well. If you're on my devotional list, Today's devotion will be from Monday. And Christine, I must say my inspiration for Monday's devotional was from your son, Will.
He does always posts like inspirational.
He's got some
constantly.
Wild stuff.
He does have some wild
You can tell
stuff.
He sits there and he thinks about something. He goes, and he puts it down like they come to him.
So I saw this one post. I go, damn it. Made me start thinking. So here is the result of me looking at Will's post. Here we go. Good morning. You could say that 4,000 is kind of a large number. It's relative, of course, to what you're measuring it against. 4,000 weeks is approximately 76 years. Let's just say the Lord blesses us with 75 years, okay? This is from Psalm chapter 90, verse 10. The years of our life are 70, and even by reason of strength, 80. Yet their span is but not toil, but their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. I continue. I'm 61. That leaves me 730 weeks left. The way my weeks have been flying by, that causes me to raise an eyebrow. Am I maxing my time for him wisely, or am I squandering the time he has given me? This comes from James chapter 4, verse 14. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is in your life? What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. I continue. When we look at it this way, we will get a different outlook on what we spend our time on. Psalm 90, verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. And I close. Let's all see what we can do to maximize our time for him. Have a blessed day. So there you go. We plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the grunt, share it who you want, don't cram it down anybody's throat.
Nothing like the number of weeks of your life.
Right.
How much time I got?
None.
If that New Year's resolution is staring you in the face and you don't know where to get started, start with Yo Nutrition in the Milan Plaza. They can put you on the right path with protein shakes, energy teas, hydration and supplement drinks, and even protein-loaded snacks. They have you covered for overall health and wellness options and even offer protein coffee. In a hurry, they deliver. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4, and Saturday, 9 to 2. Yo Nutrition. Call 510-634-3510.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney CJ Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrinipede for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number is 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host here. I've got Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, my special guest host. The Colonel, Rafer Brown, is out on assignment. Shelby Meyer, making sure I don't screw up things too bad here. Shelby, you know, I didn't really give you an opportunity to say good morning. Say good morning.
Good morning.
It's a three-hour show, girl.
I know. I don't have anything else to say right now.
All right. Then we're going to go back. Let's do the word of the day, quote of the day, and the trivia, and then I'll hit the rest of the show highlights. The word of the day comes from this headline. Well, the word of the day is swath, S-W-A-T-H. It's a noun, a strip or belt, or a long area of something. And it's coming from this headline. Quote, it's theirs. Border agent says swaths of U.S. border territory now belong to cartels. Give me a call, put in a sentence, get a prize. Christine?
Okay. Quote of the day one more time. Or quote of the day? No.
Yes.
Quote of yes. The yes. Okay. Sorrow can be alleviated by a good bath, some good rest, and a glass of wine.
Glass of wine.
Do we want to know who the great philosopher was that said this?
I thought it was some dude down the street on the corner somewhere saying, man, I need a bath.
No. I need some bath. I need a bath.
No. St. Thomas Aquinas.
Huh. So no need to call in now. The answer's already out.
For that.
All right, trivia.
All right, the trivia word for today is things that happened today in history. What was the name of the space shuttle that was launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, becoming the first reusable manned spacecraft to travel into space?
You know, that's a good question. I need someone to call in and give the answer. Oh, and what do they get if they...
They get a choose from Honcho and Texas Barbecue, which is constantly being sold out, so you're going to want to get a little ticket for in there because it's worth it. It's even worth the drive if you're listening for Bell County or somewhere like that. This is one of those authentic, really good barbecue places that is worth the trip. Or you could just go basic and get a Blizzard from Dairy Queen or something, you know, if you want to give something to your kid or you just like a sweet tooth. I have multiple things. All right. Or we have a ticket for your nutrition.
Number 254-697-6633. Does anybody in this room besides me know the Korean immigrant Yamoni Park?
I don't know him.
No.
She's the girl. She's, I think she was like 11, 12 or something. Her and her mother crossed into China because they were starving to death.
Oh, I think I know. I think I've seen something.
Yeah, she's the
that
pretty little
familiar.
Korean girl.
Right. Okay.
Right. And she is so patriotic because she's lived that experience. Well, this lady exposes DEI in the woke FBI. And it's very, I'll tell you what, if I can find this article real quick, it's a short article. Let me hit on it. But her story is incredible. And it's right here. You need to check it out. She spells her name Y-E-O-M-N-I, last name Park. I mean, it's real easy. Look, Google Korean defector or immigrant and you'll see it. But a video clip going viral online shows a woman who recently became an American citizen. That's Yamoni Park. After immigrating from South Korea, because she got out of North Korea, went to China to get to South Korea,
yes.
Which got her to America.
Right. And it was hell along the way. I mean, pretty much every stop.
She's describing the woke FBI censorship of individuals with conservative political views. She was asked to give a speech for the FBI. The woman claimed she had her appearance canceled by the head of diversity at the bureau. The FBI DEI head reportedly told the woman her political opinion was the key factor for the cancellation. The South Korean Yemeni, she says, this is funny.
In my American citizenship interview, my interviewer asked me this exact question. Have you ever persecuted anyone for their political opinion? You know, if you said yes, you cannot become an American. But you can become FBI, she joked.
Wow.
Wow. Exactly. These people should be stripped of blah, blah, blah. Okay, so there you go. Yamani Park. And she explains how she was canceled from the FBI because of her views.
FBI Director Christopher Wray?
Well, what about this guy?
No backbone to stand up to the Biden administration or Merrick Garland and just...
Christine, let me ask you something.
I'm no expert, but yes.
Can you look at somebody's eyes and see there is no soul?
I've heard people say that. I have never experienced that. I would like to think I could identify it if I saw it.
I could show it to you many times in the political field.
Mm-hmm.
Soulless people. Soulless. Wray is not soulless.
He's spineless.
He's spineless.
Right.
Yeah.
He's bought and paid for. Yeah. They probably got some AI stuff on him to say, look, if you don't do what we say, this is going to come out.
I doubt it's AI.
Nah, I don't think it's him. I could just based on who he is and his body language and the way he holds himself and all this kind of stuff. I think he would rather be good, but he's so bought and paid for that he can't.
But he could have easily been drugged or something, and they set him up. I don't think it has to technically be AI because someone always can go through some computer tech guy. Can
generate something.
That's
yes.
Fake.
Look, they did that for Obama's birth certificate. Did it cause a stink for a little bit? Didn't stop anything, did it?
No.
Chinese immigrant destroys gun grabber David Hodges, however you call his name, war on Second Amendment. I wish you could hear the audio. I've got the article. I'll read it later. Karine Jean-Pierre, White House spokesperson, deflects and dismisses Michigan Islamic threat, inflation concerns. This woman, I don't know how she lives with herself. I really don't. That's another one who's bought and paid for it. This woman, you know she's lying. Blatantly lying. When she can't come up with her own lies, she's got to flip through the book to give you the written down line. Arbiter of truth and disinformation guru tells public, don't do your own research.
Nice.
Let me explain this one. Ladies and gentlemen, if it wasn't people like me and other radio programs like this one, who will take news to try to confirm it one way or another. Now, I must admit, I'm going to do a disclaimer. I have one article I'm going to read. I did not have time to cross-reference it, but I trust the source. It doesn't matter. You need to do your homework and check it. It's a very scary article. But this person wants you not to listen to anybody else. They want you to only listen to their way of putting things. So right. Without programs like this one who cross-references and checks and tries to get the truth out there, you're going to be mind-numb robots following what they tell you to do. Oh, and here's the article. No oaths of office in the federal government. I'm going to read this probably after the break. This is the one, I'll read it to you. You get an idea of what's going on. You'll have to do your own homework to cross-reference and check it. Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee says, sun is almost impossible to go near. And the moon made up of mostly gases.
Jeez.
Scientist that she is with her.
You got other senators or representatives saying that islands, if you put too much weight on it, can flip upside down.
And we continue to vote these people into office.
I'm glad you brought that up. I totally salute this woman. I salute her. I really respect her for her way and ability to get reelected by the dumb masses. It's not her that's got the problem. It's the people who vote her back in.
Yes.
Okay. ABC's Sunny Hostin?
Hostin, I think.
Links eclipses, earthquakes, and cicadas to climate change. An eclipse, climate change. Did you catch that? you catch that? Eclipse? Climate change? Earthquake? Climate change? Now, cicadas, I don't know. That's rotational every 17 years, isn't it?
Something like that.
Almost like an eclipse, you know? It's almost like you can tell when it's going to happen.
So let's go back on this. We have people who do not want you to cross-reference your work and only listen to what they tell you. You got the White House spokesperson who deflects and dismisses what we all know to be true. The FBI won't allow somebody to speak their thoughts. There are people in government right now who don't take the oath of office. You got representatives who think that the moon is made out of gases. You got ABC commentators who thinks eclipses and earthquakes are connected to climate change. Why do you continue to listen to these people? Why?
You got those people that go, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Look, well, says it right there.
Come on, America. We can do better.
Here's a Wall Street Journal poll. Trump. Okay, I'm going to read this a certain way. I think we did this earlier, Shelby.
Okay.
There's a Wall Street Journal poll. Trump nearly doubles support among men and women since 2020. Oh, that's pretty good, right?
Yes, as opposed to not men, not women.
Here's what it reads. Trump nearly doubles support among black men and women since 2020. These people who continually put the color in there
constantly.
Constantly.
I think creating. Elon Musk just went on that interview and he was talking about that. He said, you know, if you just stop bringing it up, and that goes, well, if you're not talking about it, then how are you making the solution? He goes, by stop talking about it. And it's just, anyway.
I don't know if you've caught it during the course of my time on radio, but as I read these articles that have color in it, I'll just read, man shoots cop.
Right.
Oh,
man abducts
who
child.
Who cares what color?
Who cares?
It doesn't matter, right?
Doesn't matter.
All
right. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, maybe I'll finish this up. So.
Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Welcome everybody to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, finishing up the first hour, final segment. Maybe I'll get through these show highlights here. We got Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, coming up at 10 o'clock. Dollars and cents, so check it out. Get your note-taking material ready. Finishing up here, this is bad in one respect, excellent in another. Undercover video. CIA officer, former FBI, boasts, quote, "We can put anyone in jail, set them up." Mm-hmm. FBI did what we wanted with Alex Jones, took his money away. Alex Jones confirms intent to sue the FBI, CIA, after agency operative admits targeting Jones to destroy career. If you were to watch the undercover video and listen to this cocky SOB.
So cocky that he was saying it. Working
brazenly.
For that kind of...
Yes.
Of place and then not always thinking somebody's trying to set you up means you're bad at your job. Means you're openly saying that much. Come on, are you even good at what you do?
Or don't care because it's so...
Yeah.
You're so brazen.
I think it's brazen, so cocky that you're untouchable. And this is going to be definitely in their face.
I don't know.
And look, it's the same thing with Trump, ladies and gentlemen. You may not like the way Trump tweets or talks or orange hair, but he gets the job done.
He gets it done.
You may not like Alex Jones' raspy voice, his aggressiveness and all this kind of stuff, but I'm telling you, he's about 95% accurate. I've been tracking this guy for years. I'm not going to be played as a fool. If I am, it's going to be once or twice, and I'm going to learn. So I cross-reference and I check and all this kind of stuff, and I'm telling you, this guy is pretty spot on. And remember, how's that go? They went after them and I didn't help. They went after them and then I didn't help. And all of a sudden, they were all gone and they came after me and there was nobody to help me.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Couldn't reiterate.
That's
right.
What's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, if we don't stand up and say enough of this stuff. All right, I got a caller.
I do too much.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Go ahead.
She
caller.
Needs a raise.
Okay.
All right, ready? Caller, welcome to the program. Thanks for calling. Who am I talking to? Shelby, I can't hear anything. Hello, caller. Going once. Going twice.
I don't know if I. Do
okay,
the right
caller. If you can hear me and you want to call back up, go ahead, and we'll try and get you back on.
It's still on in there.
All right. Well, let's
have to call back. Call back. I'm not very good at.
All right. Final one here. Seattle dance team could not perform because U.S. flag uniforms made people feel triggered, unsafe.
That's like the little kids in the rotunda singing, what was it, Star Spangled Banner, God Bless America,
yeah,
whatever it is, and the Capitol Police said, no, can't be singing that here in this fine building.
Yeah, but they got jacked up for that too, right?
Right.
Okay.
All right, do we
there
have to call?
Yeah,
call and welcome to the program. Who am I speaking to?
It's Kurt.
Kurt, how you doing, buddy?
Moving right along. I'm worried that nobody is answering your questions as asked this morning.
Well, look, I'm going to use the Rush Limbaugh mathematical equation, and that's for every people who makes contact with me via text, email, Facebook, and phone call is less than 0.5% of all the people listening. And I get lots of views, I get lots of texts, I get lots of emails, but I've noticed a lot of people don't want to be on the phone.
They don't like to call.
So there's a lot of people listening out there. So go ahead, Kurt.
Okay, well, we're going to take care of the word of the day and the question about the space shuttle.
Go ahead, buddy.
I call it two birds with one stone. Columbia cut a swath through space, lighting the pathway all too soon dimmed. Now the greatest nation sets out the race, asking the question, is she him?
Ooh, well done.
Puts two together and puts a zinger in there to boot.
I love it.
Well, Kurt, you win the prize. I know you won't pick it up, but... It's good to hear you again. I haven't heard you in a while.
I'm wondering, is Christine still driving my convertible around?
I am waiting. I have not forgotten. But
it is so good to hear your voice on the radio this morning, folks. I've been out of sync here for a while, but thank you a million for the opportunity.
Thank you, Kurt. We appreciate you. Love you, bud. Take care.
Same.
All right. Wiener, 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 wiener. I've got about, 7 minutes? Let me read this article here. No oaths of office in the federal government. On January 10th of 1963, 45 current communist goals were submitted to the Congressional Record. You've heard me speak of it. You've heard the colonel go through it one by one. Number 13 was do away with loyalty oaths. 60 years later, on the very same day, Biden, Obrador and Trudeau met in Mexico City for the Declaration of North America, which states a plan to unify North America under the ideas of diversity, climate change, migration, health, and regional security. The beginnings of a North American Union, which is a step towards a one-world government. Now, let me explain that. There's close to 200 countries on the planet? Too difficult. You can't control almost 200 countries. So the concept idea is we'll set up unions. You got the European Union, you got the Asian Union, Pacific Union, North American Union, and then once that happens, since we're consolidating, let's all put it together, one big cabal, one world order. So that's how that's going to work. According to law, elected officials must swear an oath that they will support, defend, and bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And through the Freedom of Information Act, U.S. Attorney Todd Callender, along with his team at Project Proper Oath, found that not a single member of the existing cabinet has a valid oath of office. Now, here's my disclaimer. I did not cross-reference this article. I got it too late. But I trust the source. That's all I can say. You have to go check it out and do your homework. Once I'm done here during the course of the week, I will be checking this out. So once again, along with his team, found that not a single member of the existing cabinet has a valid oath of office. Here we go. U.S. Secretary of Treasury Janet Yellen has no oath of office. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has no oath of office and has also failed to register as a foreign agent, which is required due to serving on the boards of conducting international business with Raytheon, Nucor, and Tenet Healthcare. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland has no oath of office. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, no oath of office. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, has no oath of office. U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg has no oath of office. U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services. I'm not sure. Is that a guy or a girl?
Who is the...
I'm kidding.
Xavier Bezerra.
Responsible for declaring a national emergency during COVID has no oath of office. Former Director of the Centers for Disease Control, Rochelle Walensky, no oath of office. U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith, responsible for investigating the January 6th U.S. Capitol, has no oath of office. U.S. Attorney of the District of Columbia, Matthew Graves, Chief Prosecutor of Jan Sixers, has no oath of office. Now, wait a minute here. I didn't see this one. Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, has no oath of office.
See, I want to question this. Okay, because he referenced a valid oath of office, which makes me think, well, what is... an invalid vote of off vote vote of office, oath of office. When I joined the IRS, I took an oath of office. They swore us all in. And so what is, I'm not sure what.
Within 30 days of the appointment to public office, all public officials are legally required to have a signed and notarized copy of their oath of office. And it appears as if no elected officials in the federal government have one. They are either non-existent, incomplete, or fraudulent. The fraudulent ones are missing signatures, are not notarized, and in most of them, the words, "So help me God," are in all caps. That's a deep hole on that one I can explain, but I'm not going to do it today. So, it's interesting. And I'll tell you what, if they haven't taken the oath of office, the question is why?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you? What's the reason? So you can say, well, I really wasn't under an oath. I can do this, that, or the other. There's a lot of nefarious.
I don't really think they cares about oath. I think it's just words to them. They're going to do whatever they want anyway, whether they take it or not.
An oath of office, you're declaring your commitment to the Constitution to protect it from all threats, both foreign and domestic. And I'll tell you, when you take an oath of office, it doesn't end. It stays there.
No, it stays with you. Yeah.
I did mine in 83. Okay? Still doing it. How much time I got? 1 minute? So there you go. No oath of office. No oath of office in the federal government. Go check it out. Go look it up and see. I'll tell you what. Go check out the 45 current communist goals submitted to the Congressional Record. Look at all of them, read them, and you will see that almost every one of them, if not all of them, have been accomplished. It's pretty scary. All right, when we come back after the 3-minute break, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. Christine, once again, give me a teaser as to what you're going to be talking about.
Oh, gosh. All things April 15th for those of us that need to file a tax return, which is most of us.
Most of us. And don't forget, you may screw it up and you'll be okay. But if you don't file it, they're going to arrest you. Right?
Well, yeah. Eventually, way down the road. Don't scare
catch
people
up
too
to you.
Much.
Well, all right, we're going to take a break. Be back on the other side.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes, or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Hour number two, Matt, your host. The Colonel, Rafer Brown, my wingman, is on assignment. Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, is my special guest host today. Father John Gazzaldo coming in shortly thereafter. Shelby Meyer holding it all together for me. You, the listening audience, we're simulcasting right here, right now at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at Rockdale KRXT 98.5 FM. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. And give us a call in the studio at 254-697-6633. All programming is put into podcast form, and you can check it out at Spotify, Apple, and Podbean. And we got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads. Thank you to the sponsors that support the program, all the people who donate privately. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, the whole works. Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. I've known you for over 2 years now,
and you have done
nothing but excellence. Welcome again to the show. Teach us all what you've got to teach us.
Thank you. Hey, Angel, good to see you.
You too.
All right. Yeah, good. So I am Christine Stevenson. This is Dollars and Cents with Christine. If you are a new listener in the greater Austin and Waco area, I am an IRS enrolled agent, as Matt says, and I can help you with anything to do with the IRS, an audit, an exam. You get a lien, a levy, some kind of horrible notice from the IRS, any kind of letter, a payroll issue. I can help you out with all of that. I love to go up against the IRS on behalf of the people that hire me to help them out. And I also love to help people in general with their money. I love helping people solve their money problems. Quick story here. A young lady down in the Austin area hired me the other day. We had a couple of really nice conversations. 48 years old, has never been able to save $1,000 to her name. And so I asked her, what would it be like to have $1,000 cash savings? And the look that just passed over her face, she started to cry because she couldn't imagine having that. Having $1,000 cash, 48 years old, she's making six-figure income. It's pretty crazy. So anyway, so we're going to work together, and I'm going to help her out, and maybe eventually, I don't know, send her over to Angel Santiago over at Cedarwood Financial Partners. If you want to pass Angel the mic. And Angel, I want you to introduce yourself briefly. Tell us a little bit about what you do and what Cedarwood Financial Partners is and how you can help them out.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity of being here. Angel Santiago from Temple, Texas, and have been in the financial industry. It was actually my, I don't know if you know this, but my very first job right out of college. Got a degree in science of business, concentration in finance, and I was a securities examiner.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So those were the auditors of financial institutions, specifically investment firms. And today, along the way, I thought I'd be a counselor, got my master's in counseling, and today I'm a financial planner. And same story as you, I just love working with people, love discovering their goals and walking with them on that road to whatever their goals are. Preparing for a wedding, usually preparing for retirement, getting out of debt, just being smarter with their finances. And we have a practice on West Adams in Temple, Texas, but we have clients all over the country. And it's a partnership. There's about 20 of us in the firm. We're in three different states. In Texas, we are in Temple, which is the main branch, Austin and Houston. And just love serving people and getting together and And, you know, we're a company of faith. We all share the same faith.
Yes, which one of the things that we talked about when I was out there, your logo. You can't see his logo on his shirt, but it looks like kind of like three pine trees sort of pointing up. So tell us a little bit just even about the logo, the thought that went behind the logo.
Well, that is thanks to our main partner, Todd Vincent, in the design. And those three trees, those three cedars pointing up is where we always want to get our inspiration and our direction and the work ethic of what we do. And those three trees symbolize the Trinity. So it's to say, when you find something that you're really good at doing and something that you have natural talents in doing, usually that's a hint that that's what you should be doing. That's how God designed you. Because deep down, we all might like tons of stuff, but what deep down, what we truly really like and what we're naturally good at, our design, our creator put that there. So for me, it's just a great joy to do the best I can for folks, and as what we believe at the firm, and it's a firm where we could just share our faith very comfortably. By the way, quick parentheses, on my way here, I was just listening live, and so I feel sometimes for people who at their workplace they can't
Talk about their faith,
faith, or just live their faith, but we can, and I think when you do a good job and you go home satisfied every day of that good job you've done in serving people, you serve God through people, I think there's a deep satisfaction in doing that.
Tell people how they can, you know, get a hold of you if they want to come talk to you or check out your firm.
Sure. Well, thank you. It's 254-935-3383. And as I said, we have clients all over the United States. We'd love to visit with you. We're at 10156 Windy Point Drive in Temple, 10156. So that's, you're on West Adams, you're going towards the lake, and about 5 minutes before getting to the lake, we have a beautiful new office building there in Lakewood Professional Park.
Awesome. Thank you. So if you're listening, please check out Cedarwood Financial. They can help you out. And if you have last minute needs, I'm going to talk about that here in just a minute, to help yourself out with your tax returns and maybe save some money, some tax money, by making a contribution to an IRA, or if you're self-employed, to a solo 401k or a SEP IRA, Cedarwood Financial Partners can help you with that, because I know that you set IRAs up and things like that for people with low minimums, which is what I really like also. One of the things that we talked about, you don't have to come in and have $500,000 to join up and work with your firm. So I really like that.
Some people have questions, and I'll just throw my email if they just want to send it out. Angel.Santiago, S-A-N-T-I-A-G-O, at Cedarwood FP. So F for financial, P for partners, cedarwoodfp.com. And thank you.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so I'm going to get into a little bit of some things you can do. Tax day is upon us. If you didn't know, April 15th is this Monday. And your tax return is due. If you intend to mail...
They should make it April 1st. The joke's on us.
The joke's on us, right? Yeah, no, April 15th. If you intend to mail your tax return, some people do take advantage of 20th century technology and put a stamp on the envelope. Please make sure when you're at the post office, you watch them hand cancel the stamp with the date. Because when your envelope gets down to the IRS, it's going to go through the mail room, and they're going to, a machine rips open the envelope, but they keep the envelopes. And occasionally, that date stamp is used as a piece of evidence, for lack of a better word, that yes, you timely filed your tax return. So make sure you watch the post office people cancel that stamp.
Are you saying that the mail is becoming like the rotary phone?
Something like that, 100%. Yes. Yeah, the IRS really wants everybody to e-file your tax returns, and that's what's recommended. So if you're stuck and you don't know what to do and you need some help, the IRS is actually open today across the country. They have a select number of offices. In Texas, you can go to the Runberg Lane office, which is, heading down South 35, or even north, I guess, if you're coming up from the south part, heading north, 825 East Runberg Lane. They are there today, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's a TAC office, which is a Taxpayer Assistance Center. I actually did a couple of volunteer jobs there when I was in the IRS. They can help you out with some tax preparation or filing an extension If you need to file, you can absolutely do that on your own. I recommend Free Tax USA. There's a promo for Free Tax USA. Go to their website, freetaxusa.com, and type in the word extension in the little search bar window that they have at the top, and you can walk your way through the extension process to extend the filing for your tax return. Your taxes are due April 15th, but you can extend the filing for your tax return itself until October by filing the extension. So you can do that, and because if you maybe you've been putting things off, haven't filed, don't panic. You can still do this lots of times. So file an extension, help yourself out. Now, the other thing I want to briefly mention is the amount of people, or the amount of funds, I should say, that is still hanging out there for those that did not file a 2020 tax return. Your opportunity to file that is closing. Now, most tax returns have to, prior year tax returns, to get a refund, you have to file 3 years, within 3 years of the due date. So normally, the 2020 tax returns, their due date to file would be April 15th. It's actually extended because of all the COVID stuff that went on. They're actually extending that to May 17th of 2024 to file your 2020 tax return. The IRS, this is a little quote here, estimates more than $1 billion, with a B, in refunds is waiting out there. Wow. For Americans. $1 billion. And the average refund is about $932 for 2020. I want to talk about my fellow Texans.
So yes. If that doesn't get taken advantage of, the government uses it to pay off our national debt. Right?
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Okay. Not. So, my fellow Texans, the estimated number of individuals in the great state of Texas that have not filed a 2020 tax return, 93,400 of us. 93,400. How are we doing on time? We got a little
15
bit?
Seconds.
15 seconds. So I'm going to talk about more about that after the break. Get a hold of me at 737-234-0196.
Number in the studio if you got a question, 254-697-6633. Be back in 3 minutes.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on High Cap Adventures.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing.
If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Program. That's your host. The number here in the studio, if you want to call in, 254-697-6633. I got to explain this. In case you're wondering why I act so funny at the end of a segment, I'm watching Shelby count down the time, so I'm slowing down the phone number, just so you know. Anyway, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, in the studio today. She's here every second Saturday of the month. You can also check her out if you can't remember any information she gives you. For contact, you can always remember to go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. Her link is right there. Click on it. Bam, there she is. Christine, take it away.
Thank you. Yes, I guess I should announce how people can get a hold of me, 737-234-0196. You can call me, send me a text message. I will get back to you. Generally, when that happens, I send people my calendar link, and I'll say, hey, I can't talk to you right now, but I do want to know what's going on. I'll text them a calendar link. They drop in for 30 minutes, and we have a phone call and talk about what's going on. So my website, Proverbs1616.com. You can go check out some client appreciation information there and some of the services that I can offer you beyond the IRS. I did want to go back to coaching for just a minute ago. Matt, earlier in the segment, you were talking about how McGuire Tire, you know, they did some work on your truck, fixed you up, running like a hot knife through butter. I'm assuming that cost you some money.
It did.
Yes, indeed. So these kinds of things, I just want to say, years ago would have devastated me. They did devastate me financially if I had a car repair.
I want to make it clear, though, it wasn't because a high price. It was because my truck was jacked up.
Yes. Okay? Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Not because, yeah. So, but you were able to take care of that. Years ago, not that long ago in my memory, but in reality, it probably was some time ago, any kind of car repair, maybe a $400 or $500 small, modest car repair would have just crushed me financially. I can remember walking into car repair shops and I need what? Oh, you know, and just wearing sunglasses because I didn't want them to see my puffy eyes from crying. Just, you know, these are the stories. These are the real things that have happened. So when I help people in coaching, I was talking about this young lady that can't save $1,000. I know what it feels like. She has an Audi. She's making an $865 a month car payment. We're going to talk about that. But she had to spend $300 to get a tire fixed and repaired, and she didn't have cash, so she put it on a credit card. So she went into debt to fix the problem, which compounded the problem. So 2 weeks ago, I dropped $900 on my car, and we dropped $1,300 on Joe's truck, and I was like, oh, how much do you need? $2,400? No problemo. Let me write you a check.
Now, look, how does this, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. If you were having marital problems, would you want to go to a marriage counselor who's been married two or three times? If you went to a financial planner and they're driving a rusted out Volkswagen Bug, would you want to listen to their advice? Christine Stevenson has lived it, overcame it?
Overcame. Overcame it. Yes.
Overcome means you're going to. Overcame means you already have.
Okay. Yes. I did it. Been there, done that.
So she can actually say to you, listen, I know how you feel. I felt the same way. And here's what I found out.
Yeah, I was down in that hole. I got out. I can get down in that hole and help you out of that hole. I know what that's like. And I actually do faithfully drive my 2008 Toyota Yaris with pride, 287,000 miles. So, yeah, don't necessarily judge me by my car. But anyway, I can help you with your money issues and figure out what's going on. But let's take a hard pivot and go back to taxes. One of my favorite talk books. I make taxes fun for people. People laugh. And they cry with me also about their tax stuff. You would cry. Yeah, most people are crying. So if you're not ready to file, that's okay. I was saying at the other side of the break, file an extension that gives you until October 15th to file your tax return. Not your taxes, of course. Your taxes are always due April 15th. I want to encourage you to make a payment if you file your extension. If you owe, it's good to make a payment because penalties and interest accrue starting April 15th, and the current rate of interest is 8%, which really that sucks if you have to end up owing. But you do have some time to contribute to a retirement account to possibly lower your tax bill. You can make an IRA contribution if you are under age 50. That's up to $6,500. If you are over age 60, that's $7,500. That's to an IRA, a traditional IRA, that may help you lower your tax bill, maybe. But even if it doesn't, and it becomes what's called a non-deductible IRA, you are still setting money aside in retirement. And that's super important, to put retirement money aside. And of course, you can also contribute to a Roth IRA, but that doesn't help you in any way on your tax return. But you are setting money aside for retirement. If you have a health savings account, an HSA, with your employer, that means you have a high deductible health plan, you can still make contributions to your HSA that will help lower your tax bill. If you have a self-only plan, the limit is $3,850. If you have a family plan, you can contribute up to $7,750. And if you're over age 50, another $1,000. So contribute to your HSA before April 15th. You can still do that. And the same with your IRA. Now, if you find that, oops, oh my gosh, I'm preparing my tax return and I made too much money last year to contribute to a Roth IRA. Most people don't realize that until they're filing they're preparing their tax returns and they get a little warning that says, hey, you've over-contributed or you can't contribute to your Roth IRA. You can still take that money out. You can take it and contribute it to a traditional IRA, and then you can take advantage of a tax strategy called a backdoor Roth contribution. It's a strategy. And you're taking this money out of your Roth IRA that you couldn't contribute to because you made too much money. You put it in a traditional IRA, and then you immediately roll it over or convert it to a Roth IRA. And it's a strategy, a backdoor Roth IRA. And I know that Angel knows what I'm talking about. You can do this, and you need to do this, because if you don't take the excess out, you're going to get penalized for having too much money in this account, which is kind of crazy and weird. And the way it's, you know, the tax, people talk about, oh, the rich, they have all these rules that they can take advantage of with because they can hire a CPA to find all these loopholes. This is the common, everyday, ordinary man tax code that's written for you, that you can contribute to a Roth IRA. There's a strategy to do it, but you have to take advantage of it, and you can do it. So make double check, see if you can contribute to your HSA or an IRA or even a Roth.
May you have a question?
Yes.
With all your experience, Christine, can you look at all the stuff that you've done, helping people, working with the IRS and all that kind of stuff? Can you, like, I'm not going to hold you this, but
no, that's okay.
Could you, like, on one hand say, yeah, these are things that just need to go. They serve no purpose. I'm the frontline person who does this. This is ridiculous. This is stupid. It doesn't work. There's a better way to streamline it. Or is it, in your opinion, there's reasons for how they do it and why they do it?
Oh, with the tax code?
Mm-hmm.
Know what you're talking about?
Yes.
There's all sorts of reasons. Wow, that's a show right there. Yeah, simplify the tax code. I'm for a flat tax.
Yeah,
I think
here.
that would be a really great thing, because it really does equalize and, quote, makes things fairer for people.
And I was aware of this, but Trump really laid it out there. He goes, Hillary, you've been in government for 30 years. You sign these things because
right.
they're favors for your people who donate. You can fix this problem lickety-split, but you don't, because it's favorable to you.
Because it's favorable to you, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the tax code, sadly, is not getting less complicated. And I kind of have to laugh about the Paperwork Reduction Act. You see that little disclaimer on everything? What a lie. There's no Paperwork Reduction Act. I don't know who wrote that in, but, you know, someone was trying to make themselves feel good. So another common thing that's happening right now for those that are age 72 or 73 and over, they forgot to take the required minimum distribution. I don't know if you've had any clients call you and, oh my gosh, I forgot to take my required minimum distribution. What do I do? And if the only thing you need to file or take care of, and it's not involving the Form 1040 tax return, you can file Form 5329 all by itself. That's the form you need to file if you forgot to take your required minimum distribution in 2023. You still need to do it. Go take the money out. It's not too late to do that. And you can tell the IRS, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. There's a little Father John speak if you're listening, that you're sorry you did this.
Yeah, he's in there.
Awesome. So, you know, you meant to take the money out. You didn't do it. You've rectified the situation, because what's going to happen is the IRS is going to fine you with an excise tax penalty of 25%. If, however, you make good, honest attempts to correct this as quickly as possible, it can drop down to 10%. And that said, you can also request a waiver that, hey, I was sick, or my spouse died, or I went to the hospital because I had to have open heart surgery, and I, you know, didn't get my required minimum distribution out on time. There are things you can do, codes you can indicate on Form 5329 to request the waiver from the penalty. So I want to just throw that out there, Form 5329, if that's the only thing you need to file. Now, what do you do if you owe? If you owe, you got to pay. Right now, you got to pay. I'm sorry. And there are payment options. You can get a short-term payment plan. Basically, if you can pay the IRS within 120 days, that's 4 months, you don't need to send any paperwork in. You don't need to do anything. Start paying. Just start paying the amount that you owe within 120 days. If it's going to take 180 days, that's 6 months or longer, you really need to get into a formal installment agreement with the IRS, because you want to protect yourself. If you're not regularly sending the IRS money, they're going to start sending you really, really aggressive letters to say, hey, you need to pay, and eventually you're going to become my client, which you don't want to do. You don't want to be my client, actually. So if you owe and you can't pay, get into an installment agreement, do whatever you need to do to pay within 120 days, if at all possible. And the last thing I want to talk about is the underpayment tax penalty. If you owe more than $1,000, you may be getting a CP30 notice that says, we're giving you a penalty because you paid more than $1,000. So you can avoid all that. Call me at 737-234-0196. I would love to help you out. Check out Proverbs1616.com. Get on my calendar. Have a conversation with me about your money or your taxes in general. If you're a small business startup, please talk to me. I want to help you avoid trouble with the IRS.
Christine's going to be with us for the whole show. So if you've got a question, feel free to give us a call, 254-697-6633. Be back in three.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Dannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Dannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Join me, Matt Petros, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program Saturdays from 9 to noon right here on KMIL 105.1 FM The Ranch. Me and my special guests will cover the Constitution and politics, go over finances and legal issues, and get you ready with prepping tips and fitness ideas. So much more on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program Saturdays from 9 to noon right here on 105.1 FM The Ranch.
State-of-the-art high-speed internet has come to the city of Cameron, Texas. SOS Communications is pleased to offer wireless internet throughout rural areas of Cameron in a number of affordable packages. If you work from home, want to stream your favorite TV show, or want the bandwidth for gaming, call SOS Communications today at 512-897-1860 to arrange for high-speed internet installed right in your home.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host, 254-697-6633. We got a room full here. Doctor, Father John. No. Father John Gonzalo is in. Angel's in. Jasmine's in. Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, is in. She wants to finish up on a point. Go ahead, Christine.
Thank you. Yes. So the last thing I wanted to talk about is if you are self-employed, not only is your tax return due on April 15th on Monday, but your first quarter estimated tax payment is also due to the IRS. So you need to get that in. And I love recommending EFTPS, the Electronic Federal Tax Payment System.gov. It's too late to set the account up now to make the payment due by Monday, but you can still use irs.gov/payments. They'll take your money straight out of your bank account. They will take a credit card payment, a debit card payment, and you can use PayPal. That's a, you know, digital wallet. There's convenience fees apply. Convenience fees apply if you use a credit or debit card payment, but get those payments in. And I have a lot of people ask me, well, how do I know if I need to make estimated tax payments? Well, the general rule of thumb is if you owe $1,000 or more of tax, you're self-employed, maybe you also have some wage income, you need to be making those estimated tax payments. So that's kind of the marker by which to judge if you owe more than $1,000 of tax. You want to start making estimated tax payments to the IRS. Because if you don't, what happens is the debt starts to snowball through the year because we have a pay-as-you-go system. And normally, if you're a wage employee, your employer is taking your taxes out of your paycheck and sending that off to the IRS for you. But when you're self-employed, you are 100% responsible to do that. And the IRS's expectation is that you do that on a quarterly basis. So if you don't do that this year in 2024, next year in 2025, and you're putting together your tax return, and maybe you've made $20,000 of self-employment income, kaboom, all of a sudden you owe $4,000 or $5,000, and you haven't set aside that money from your income to pay the tax, now you're in a world of hurt. So these are systems and processes that I love, 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 love to help people set up when they begin their self-employment adventure as a sole proprietor. So call me at 737-234-0196. Send me a text. I'd love to help you out.
Very good, Christine. Thank you. She's a natural, too, for covering my rear end because we've got some technical difficulties, and she's just
Going with the flow.
So thank you very much. If you were checking me out on Facebook, I don't know, I had a glitch, so we went onto the phone here. Go ahead and reconnect, and we're good to go. I have Jasmine Otis, co-owner of Yo Fitness here in Nutrition.
No, you're fine.
But,
yeah.
But I was going to say, it's next to Cameron Fitness. Milam Plaza, Cameron, go there. You can get a workout, get a good drink. But I got Jasmine Otis. And Jasmine, welcome to the program.
Yes, happy to be here again.
It's
yes.
Good to have you. Why don't you tell us what's going, who you are, where you're at, what you do, and what you got for the ladies.
Okay, awesome. So, yes, my name's Jasmine Otis. I'm from Fort Hood, Texas, so a little over an hour from here. But I've brought the ladies some drinks today. So these are our energizing teas. So they come in all sorts of flavors. They're all sugar-free. But the benefits in them, it helps with your energy levels. It's also a natural thermogenic. So you'll actually burn some calories while drinking it, anywhere from 80 to 100. But then
just
there's
sitting there drinking it?
Yes. It's amazing, right?
That's a little different from what you're used to.
And then there also
there was
has
a shot there, wasn't there?
I don't need to describe it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Mm-hmm. It has some B vitamins in there for good mental clarity and focus, and then also some hydration and collagen. So a whole bunch of things that you're getting. It's not just a energy drink. It's a well-rounded drink. There's no artificial stuff in it that it won't make you jittery or anything like that. I know some people have had some bad experiences with energy drinks, so these are all natural. So I use herbal tea to make my energy drinks. So yes.
All right, sipping is commencing.
Right.
Jasmine, how'd you get started with all this?
So I actually got introduced to all of this through my mom. My mom's always been very involved in health and nutrition.
That's good.
And
it
played sports while in high school. I'm so glad you like
yes.
it. Yes.
Yes. Excuse me for interrupting, but
no, you're fine.
This is good.
I'm so glad you like it.
And it's sugar-free. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who would have thought? So, yes, my mom, she is the one that got me introduced. I always played sports all throughout high school. And once I got of age and I turned 18, I think I said that this is something I think I want to pursue, being able to educate people, especially the younger crowd, on good, you know, health and nutrition. I feel like a lot of people my age, you know, enjoy to work out, but don't feel like they have to worry about their nutrition right now because it's not a priority. But I'm a really big advocate of being able to take preventative measures. So once they are older, it's not like they have to, you know, take all these medications to help
yes,
with whatever
yes.
health issues, you know, so being able to curb that. So yes, yeah.
This is really good.
I'm
it's kind of
like it.
Tart.
Yes.
It's like tart
yes.
and sweet. Yeah.
Yep,
and I like tart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, Jasmine, from what I'm told, you've got multiple locations. So this isn't just like, oh, this is a cute little store. No,
right.
they got some power behind what they're saying. Go ahead and tell them.
Yes. So the company I work with, Herbalife, it's been around for over 40 years. So yes, this is not the only location I have. But yeah, I'm definitely looking to expand, but I'm loving being here in Cameron right now and being able to get involved with the community here.
This is really good.
It is really. Mine
yes.
is wonderful. It's like,
yeah.
it's like a fruit roll-up.
Right.
It tastes like
a, oh,
really
and a
cup,
kind of, you know? Yeah, fruit roll up in
That's
a
so
fruit
funny.
Roll up in a
right.
cup. Yeah,
it's really great.
Do you ask questions if you've got questions? Do you customize this? Do you go to somebody and say, hey, they come into you and they go, I'm a wreck, help me out?
Yes, of course. Yes,
it really does.
Yes. So depending,
what kind of questions do you ask?
So it just depends on whatever their needs are. If it's, you know, they're looking for a specific flavor, or if it's they're looking for a certain benefit, if they're a little bit dehydrated, whatever the case is. So hers, like I said, hers has some hydration in there, helps with replenishing electrolytes, especially with summer coming up, and it just being hotter, being able to have something to replenish that and mm-hmm. stay hydrated. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of our ladies, she has collagen in hers, love that to help with cellulite, mm-hmm. wrinkles, all that good stuff, you know.
I can save,
nails.
I can save on the, you know, look,
right.
mom.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about this? Do you have the ability to set up clientele in the sense of Jane Smith wants such and such every Tuesday, and you have her listed in your book? Do you do that kind of stuff?
So,
or do you just walk in, or do you have people set up?
I just have it in my memory. I just remember my customers.
Oh, like a good bartender.
Yes.
Remembers her customers
yep.
and knows what they drink.
Their name and their order.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I see your button.
Yes.
And then summer's approaching.
Yes.
So it says lose weight, ask me how. If
yes.
I went in and said, hey, Jasmine, I'm needing to lose a little bit of weight for summer.
Yeah.
What would you start to recommend?
So
I need to lose 45 pounds. What
yeah.
would I do?
In 1 month.
Right. So next time I'm going to have to definitely bring my mirror placement shakes for you guys to try out. But I'm a big advocate of our protein shakes, or I should say mirror placement shakes. So I would recommend 2 mirror placement shakes a day, 2 healthy snacks, and then 1 healthy meal. Obviously incorporating drinking your water, of course. So yeah, those are really beneficial. I feel like our teas are great for that clean energy. I feel like everybody needs energy. But if you're looking for good nutrition and to help with weight loss, our shakes are phenomenal for that.
So I will say this has a very light, crisp feel in my mouth.
Refresher.
It's refreshing.
Yes.
It's not
there's no vitamin
flavor, sugary, syrupy. No.
Yes.
None
exactly.
of that.
Yeah.
It's
medicine-y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
But a lot of stuff like that has like a metallic or
yes, thank you.
Flavor at the end. It's almost metallic. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But this doesn't have it.
But that's my biggest thing. I love being able to bring good nutrition to people and good tasting drinks, but yeah, it's also still good for you. I feel like with the world we live in, we're a very fast paced life. So being able to have something quick and convenient on the go that still tastes good and is good
and
for you.
And it's healthy. Yes.
And Jasmine delivers.
Yes. And I deliver. Yeah.
How far is your delivery range?
Miles or
area,
like time
from your point of location?
Yeah.
How many miles out?
So anywhere in Cameron, I'll deliver. I know some people said that certain places of business won't deliver because they're out of like city limits.
A technical city limit.
Right, but they're still in Cameron. So if that's 10 minutes out the way, 15 minutes, I'll do that.
Okay, very good. Now, Jasmine, I think I got, what, 3 minutes?
Yeah.
About 3 minutes. Jasmine, somebody has never heard of you before.
Yes.
You should be from New York. You talk fast like me. So what I want you to do is slow
okay.
down.
Okay.
And I want you to tell people, hey, this is who I am.
Yes.
This is what I do. This is where what you can do to get to me, how to contact me, so on and so forth.
Okay. I'd love to mention before I forget, if you don't mind, we do have these monthly 21-day challenges or transformation challenges that I put on monthly. Actually, registration opens the 15th on Monday, and we start the 1st of every month. But I love those for whatever somebody's health goals is, if that's good nutrition, if that's healthy muscle, if that's weight loss, we accommodate all of it. But then you would get a customized meal plan, a grocery list, a workout guide, accountability, which I feel like is great with summer coming up. Everybody, you know, is trying to get that summer bod back,
yes,
and everything.
Everybody.
Yes, 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 yes. But yes, you can reach me at 510-634-3510. What else would you like me to
Immediately after filing your tax return, you're going to be depleted,
right,
and
yeah,
you will need to replenish.
Yes.
Go see
yes,
Jasmine.
Exactly.
How serious are you when somebody, what am I trying to ask? You said you will help people to achieve their goals.
Yes.
And let's say I come in and I'm on the plan. I go, Jasmine, I failed. What are you going to do to me?
So I base it off of everybody. Differently. So if somebody is like, hey, I need that tough love, you know, I need you to be hard on me, like, I'm there. But then other people, this is a new journey for them, and they kind of need those little wins and baby steps, you know. So sometimes with my clients, those small wins I think are everything. So, you know, this week, hey, if we're just, you know, working on one simple goal, then that's what we'll do. Some people, they're like, hey, I need you to be on me super hard. But so it really just depends on each client.
If your life depended on the next 20 seconds, your life and your business, what would you want to put on the air?
Oh my gosh, that's really a little stressful. So I also wanted to mention that I do offer free wellness evaluations. So if anybody interested who has some health goals and want to know, you know, what their body fat is, their muscle mass, want to have an idea of how much protein they need daily to get there, reach their goals, I offer that in my shop as well.
Jasmine, I'm extremely impressed with you. You're going to do fantastic. You all need to go check
Thank
her
you.
Out. Yo Nutrition in the Milam Plaza right next to Cameron Fitness, another one of our sponsors.
Yes.
We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Thank you.
Good job. Good job. Yeah.
Buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number is 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
If that New Year's resolution is staring you in the face and you don't know where to get started, start with Yo Nutrition in the Milan Plaza. They can put you on the right path with protein shakes, energy teas, hydration and supplement drinks, and even protein-loaded snacks. They have you covered for overall health and wellness options and even offer protein coffee. In a hurry, they deliver. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4, and Saturday, 9 to 2. Yo Nutrition. Call 510-634-3510.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, Jasmine Otis from Cameron Yo Nutrition. Jeez, they need to separate their buildings. Okay, I'm putting the two together. What do you call that when you put two words together?
I don't know.
No, like do not, don't, conjunction.
Contraction.
Conjunction. All right, welcome back. Now the number here is 254. Yes, sir.
No.
The number is 254-697-6633. Now, if you read my Facebook post, you always notice that Shelby's the one who keeps us on the rails because I'm the one who sets us off the rails. And she's out of the room and we're going off the rails. So I'm going to try and pull it back in. I've got Father John Gonzalo in the studio from St. Luke, singular, not plural, Church in Temple, Texas.
Singular, not plural.
You taught me from the get-go on that
one.
Not
possessive either, just St. Luke.
Father John, what's on your mind?
Well, lots of things. First, I appreciate you two ladies, because these two ladies are here. They do something that most women...
No, wait, there's only one...
Oh, she's gone. Okay. Jasmine.
Because they're looking on the camera thinking, what the heck?
But they deal with things that I would argue most women do not deal with. Metrics. Measurable outcomes, objective criteria. Because most women deal with, well, I just feel like. That's what I get. Well, I just feel like... I appreciate objective criteria that can be measured, because most of what I deal with is not. It's always in the philosophical and spiritual world. But when I ask my ushers, how many people were in the pews? Well, I think, I need to know how many butts were in the pews. How many hosts we have. How many people in RCIA? Because metrics do matter. Instead of...
Does it matter how you feel?
Sometimes if I ate something like chorizo and it didn't go down right, I mean,
do any of these ushers go identify 10 as compared to 15?
No. Huh. But when someone says I just feel like, you're about to get a thought, not a feeling. But that's a different conversation. But you're asking what's on my mind.
I have plenty on mine, which I'll broadcast shortly. But I want to know what's on your mind.
Well, I was thinking about this. I don't watch TV anymore, but I do have my phone, and I pick it up ESPN and stuff. I look up the news, and I don't know if you noticed, there was a story. Pro football is becoming more and more strict on taunting among the pro football players, and like someone will make a first down or a touchdown, and the guy will taunt him or talk trash, and then they get a penalty and get a call back. And so a bunch of the guys are like, you know, we're grown men. Stop that. You know, don't.
That's right.
And maybe sometimes that's rude. It's rude. I don't believe in bad sportsmanship and being a jerk. But for men, that's part of growing up. It's part of growing up is dealing with, especially. I mean, I remember we played football, and I remember getting just trashed by the other team, and then walking by us talking trash, and the coach not talking back to them, but talking to us. Keep your head up. Keep moving. It's part of the game. It's how we become. It's how we become men.
That's right.
Anyway, but I would also say every once in a while, especially in a man's world, there's a place for taunting, talking smack, and I would even argue that it's biblical. I wouldn't even talk about Jesus. So.
Chapter verse, please.
1 Kings 18.
You missed that one.
1 Kings 18 is the battle between Elisha and the priest of Baal. Now, it doesn't come up in the liturgy very often, but there's 400 and something priests of Baal, which is a demon, and then you have Elijah, and Elijah says, "Why are we still talking about this? Why do we straddle the issue? Let's do this now. You call on your God, and I'll call on mine, and we'll see who wins." It's awesome. But he says, "You guys go first." So the priests of Baal start dancing around, you know, calling on Baal to bring down fire on the sacrifice. And nothing's happening. They go on all day and are scratching themselves. And Elijah starts talking smack. He goes, "You know, he is a god. Maybe he's on a journey. Maybe he's resting." And the translation is like, maybe he's relieving himself. Or maybe he's sleeping. He's goading them. He's goading them. And then nothing happens. And then Elijah calls upon God. Here comes the fire. Consumes the sacrifice. And they all start to yell, you know, "The Lord is God. The Lord Yahweh is God. Elohim," whatever they're saying in Hebrew. But then Elijah doesn't, you know, shake his hand. He takes them down to the river and slits their throats. I don't recommend any of that. But this is the world they lived in. This is the world, and we have to give them their due. But I was thinking also, is for grown men, for young boys, you know, we have all these no bullying policies at schools, and I think they're good. But being bullied on the playground is part of growing up. And I remember being taught not to go tell Sister Mary Agnes, you know, "Craig Saxhog is bullying me." But we were taught how to deal with the bullies. Now, you might stand up to them and get knocked down. But even that's part of the process.
Yeah, but you earn your respect that way.
Even then, that's part of growing up. We want to... It's almost like we've coddled them so much. Mm-hmm. And I would argue we feminized them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, girls have their own way of bullying each other. They have their own way of tearing each other down. And sometimes it's even...
That sounded like a legit cat over the air.
It's even more vicious. I mean, I taught junior high. And when two boys would fight, you'd grab them, knock it off. The girls would be entangled. It was awful. It was awful. But anyway.
It's great to watch, though. Great to watch.
But with the boys, once we would say, "Knock it off," and then they might find out who was the... They might get... Now they kick them both out of school.
You know, but half the times, though, when you get in a situation like that, the guys end up becoming best friends.
Oh, and they do. Sometimes they respect... And sometimes girls are not like that, though. Once they get into a... it's over. It's over.
Until next week.
But this year, they're getting a taste of the homily I'm working on for this weekend. You know, this Jesus has been reappearing. Oh yeah, happy Easter to all of you. We're still in Eastertide. These are some of the resurrection and Jesus visits his apostles. And every time, except at Pentecost, every time they're like cowering in the corner, convinced the Roman soldiers are going to come after them. And maybe that's true. And he keeps telling them, "Peace be with you. Be not afraid. It's me. I'm not a ghost." And then he says, "But you are my witnesses. You are my witnesses now." And in a few weeks, we'll celebrate Pentecost. But I remember specifically as a coach and not as a player. This is one thing I could say as a player. When I was on the sideline, because I wasn't ever the best at all, I was Rudy. Do you know what Rudy is? Did you ever see the movie Rudy?
Mm-hmm.
But we always wanted to get in. Can I play, coach? Can I get in? But it was always a few guys that didn't want to. They didn't. No, don't call on me. Don't call on me. But I think it's very much Jesus telling his disciples to get in the game. I need you to get in the game. And it's not going to be easy. And you're going to be bullied. You're going to be taunted. And, you know, this is one of the things that exorcists do with demons. They taunt them. They rile them. They bully them.
We pray that many times here that people get called to action.
Yeah.
So.
And it's gonna. And if you start. And if you're doing it right, there's gonna be some pushback. And that's why you become a soldier. So become a soldier for Christ. Put on your helmet, your breastplate, your sword. But I think in many ways, in all of our churches, I have to admit that Christianity has been more of a therapeutic, sort of a emotional therapeutic endeavor. We want to come here and feel good. Now, there's a place for therapy. You know, the John Paul II for healing. You know, people come and need to be healed. They have deep wounds. But any hospital or psychiatrist, when you bring them in, they find the wound and they try to heal it. To do what? To send them back out. To send them back out. To get back in the game. That's what, you know, when I was, I never played college anything, but we studied college sports, and the trainers would say, whenever a guy would be hurt, there was one thing in mind: how do we get him back on the field? How do we get him back on the field? To do what? To get back in the game. To get back in the game. And sometimes that involves talking trash with each other. You know, I even think at practice, the trash talking was worse sometimes. You know, when we go toe to toe, and
it's a mindset. You're talking, I'm reflecting back on my days in sports. It's just like you're talking trash to get everybody pumped up, jacked up, motivated, ready to go.
And then even when you would get knocked down, and it was a violent, you'd stick your hand up and do a high five. You know, that's a powerful moment because that would happen when the enemy showed up.
Father John, we're fixing to hit a break. And over the next 3 minutes, I want people to meditate on this. The question real fast, is Christian faith being attacked?
Okay.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Headlines. Masked gunmen shoot Catholic priest during church service in Myanmar. Next one. Horrendous. New York City 16-year-old with rap sheet accusing of shoving elderly woman down church steps. I'm seeing more and more articles when it comes to church-related things. We're being assaulted, aggressed upon.
And if that happened in other places, in other contexts...
It's coming here.
It would be on the news. That kind of stuff. But, it you know, even when... I'm
getting that look. We got to go. Be back in 3. Top of the hour.
New Year's resolution is staring you in the face and you don't know where to get started? Start with Yo Nutrition in the Milan Plaza. They can put you on the right path with protein shakes, energy teas, hydration and supplement drinks, and even protein-loaded snacks. They have you covered for overall health and wellness options and even offer protein coffee. In a hurry, they deliver. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 4, and Saturday, 9 to 2. Yo Nutrition. Call 510-634-3510.
Until I find out you can legally have the gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense,
you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Three, Matt, your host, simulcasting right here, right now at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also out of KRXT 98.5 FM Rockdale. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. 254-697-6633 is the number into the studio. All our programming is put into podcast form. And Shelby, how many downloads do we have?
But thousands and thousands of downloads.
So check it out. Go to Aaron's Gun Shop. Go to Apple, Spotify, Podbean. Thank you to all the sponsors, the people who donate privately, subscribe to the YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, the whole works. I want to thank all the people in the room, but I want to give a special shout out to the Colonel, Rayford Brown. He's on assignment. He'll be in next week, so just lift him up. I've got Angel in here. Angel, talk again once we're how that people can get a hold of you.
Yes, thank you. We are Cedarwood Financial Partners. We are in Temple on West Adams going towards the lake. And 254-935-3383. My email is angel.santiago@cedarwoodfp.com or cedarwoodfp.com. Christine was speaking about getting ready for taxes. It's just Monday's the last day. And if there's any last-minute questions, putting dollars into IRAs, looking for those deductions, just check us out. Send me an email. We'd be happy to talk.
Sounds great. Christine Stevenson, every second Saturday of the month, enrolled agent with the IRS. Christine, thank you for always being here.
Thank you, Matt. I love being here and educating the listening audience.
Fantastic. And doctor, here we go again.
You know, Father John. Doctor is just Latin for teacher.
I'm thinking Dr. John. You ever hear those songs, Dr. John?
No. How old are you, man?
Are you kidding me? You don't look up Dr. John and let's start playing. Let's play a song or two.
Called Dr. John or is the group Dr. John?
It's Dr. John. Just look up Dr. John. You'll find him.
I hope I don't get any weird stuff.
Weird is what we do around.
I've got Father John Gazzaldo from St. Luke Church in Temple, Texas. I've had a great time getting to know Father John.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Christine, for introducing me to Father John. We need another mic in here.
And,
sorry. Okay. Anyway.
Thank you, Gracie, too, you know.
You know, I was raised in the Roman Catholic religion. I was
in fullness of Christianity.
St. Mary's Church.
Mary or Mary's?
St. Mary Church.
Sometimes it is Mary's.
Mary's. It was Mary's.
St. Mary's. And sometimes it's our Blessed Mother, sometimes it's Mary Magdalene.
It was St. Mary's because the penguins would crack your knuckles if you didn't say it right. I had Sister Joan. Sister Claire, oh my gosh, she scared the hell out of me. I bought, Father John, I went to an antique store and I saw this big brass bell. And when I saw it, I go, Sister Claire. She'd be in there 6'4", ringing that bell and all, get to class.
So you're just a few years older than me, right? I'm 54.
I'm 61.
Okay, so you had
I had all sisters when I was a kid in Chicago. We had Sister Mary Agnes, Sister Rosemary, Sister Harriet. Sister Harriet, you don't mess with her. They never touched us, but we were scared to death. You did not. And we had some classes with 30, 40. Sometimes they would double up because Sister wouldn't show up. She was sick. And Sister Mary Agnes, Sister Rosemary, Sister Harriet, no problem. No problem. You get in your seat. And then when I moved from Chicago, outside of Chicago, to Texas, there was no Catholic school. And so I went to the public school. I was sitting there with my uniform on. I was the only idiot looking like that. And I realized the first day I was 2 years ahead of everybody. But then the bell rang, and everybody got up and left. And I'm sitting there like a stunad. And then, what are you doing? We haven't been dismissed yet. No, you can go. You can go. Oh, I still had that mindset in my mind.
Not a bad thing.
Well, look, when I was going, it was knuckle cracking. It was standing in isolation corners.
Oh, we had all that.
The priest in the confessional would reach over from the other side, pull you over, start beating the crap out of you. I heard what Sister so-and-so told. I'm just kidding.
Those were the days.
Yeah, man.
Those were the days. No, yeah.
Just kidding. By the time Father John, look, I saw this article.
Oh, yeah, you have some tough stuff there.
Masked gunmen shoot Catholic priest. Yeah. Why not some other type of priest?
I don't know. I don't know.
Are they gunning for us or what?
Well, you know, they're...
We're being persecuted?
Yeah. It's the thing.
I don't know what to tell you.
Is Satan's demons squirming because they know the time is coming and they're causing more and more havoc on us?
I will tell you this. I do know that Catholic priests are always been under attack by the secular world. I mean, every time I turn on the regular TV, even this last movie that came out with Sister, what's the Italian nun that came over here?
Oh, Cabrini.
Yes. Every single man, priest, bishop, and pope, they're all doofuses on TV. They all have the Homer Simpson sort of doy doy. You know, that's what they make. And I turn on the TV, and every time, even the last Exorcist that came out, the new one, I watched it. The priest is a bonehead, weakling. But no one ever says anything about that. And I was, you know, even in music, I love rock music. I love hard rock music. I'll just go ahead and say that right now. But, you know, like there's a band out there. You can look this up, Shelby. Mm-hmm. There's a band out there very popular called Ghost. Have you ever seen Ghost? Oh, she knows who this is.
I know who Ghost is.
The entire band is dressed as priests. And the lead singer is dressed as an anti-pope. And he even wears a mitre and an upside-down cross. And every single one of their songs mocks us.
They were extremely popular last year. I think they had sold out concerts all
every
year.
Single even that's their not most a good popular sign. And the song is not that
no
it's very melodic,
actually very good
oh
voice,
it's very melodic please. And very melodic, and they know what they're doing, and they have one of their most popular songs is Mary on the Cross.
Yes.
And but if can you imagine if they came out and started mocking rabbis or imams?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That would be unacceptable.
Right.
They would be right, run
Father
out
John,
of town.
Based on what you just said, based on what I read about the gunman shooting, based on what I said about the 16-year-old pushing a woman off the... And she didn't just get pushed.
It was bad.
She catapulted, okay?
I thought he got punched, but go ahead.
And then he ransacks her purse and her clothing and all that kind of stuff. The reason I'm bringing this up is, for every headline you read, two things happen. One, there are way more that aren't being reported, and the ones who see this, they want to copycat it. We've got an epidemic going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just putting it out there. Be careful who you are, what you do, where you go. Have
because
eyes behind your head.
It's okay to mock Christians in the media. Mm-hmm. We even send our
kids. Why is that? Because we turn the other cheek, supposedly?
Well, they expect us not to respond. They expect us not to respond. And but if you mock any other movement, mock any of them, you will hear about it, because the Catholic Church, anyway, what I think really ticks people off is the Catholic Church has rules about what you can do in your bedroom. That is totally
anti-secular. They can't stand that. People don't want to hear that whenever two or more are gathered, there are rules, even in your bedroom. And that Christians make a funny claim. So do Muslims. So do Muslims, but no, they're not going to touch them, even though Muslims can't stand the alphabet mafia. That Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Either he is or he isn't. And they, because the secular world said, well, there's all kinds of truths out there. There are all kinds of truths out there. And sadly, you're not allowed to say things like, well, no, you're wrong about this. Because they like to say things like, well, I just feel like. Well, I just feel like you shouldn't do that. I just feel like I should. Yeah. So, and we have 2,000 years of history where it's very easy to point out, I think sometimes unfairly, point out, well, these people weren't acting very Christian. You people are not acting very Christian. I get that sometimes, too, when I point things out. Well, that's not very Christian. Because they equate Christianity, certain elements of Christianity, oftentimes mainline Protestantism, that Christianity is being nice. That God is just a nice guy, which is just supposed to be nice. I don't know where they got that from.
Have you read the Bible?
Have you read what Jesus says to people? Jesus was kind, but he was not nice. Especially those closest to him. He was sometimes even comes off as unreasonable. Be perfect, as my Heavenly Father. Cruel. Get behind me, Satan. Give up all that you have and come and follow me. Also unreasonable. And saying things like, if you divorce your wife and marry another, you commit adultery. That's the kind of thing
people don't want to hear.
People, are you judging me? They can, and that's what it is too, because they think that judging and condemning, we should never condemn anyone, but we judge people all the time. People judge us as being judgmental. I asked that, are you judging me as being judgmental? I mean, I was a teacher. We judged kids' work all the time, and that's our job to do that. We take an account. A doctor, any good doctor will say, well, I know you have cancer, but let's not talk about that. Let's talk about how good your teeth are.
How does a Christian judge without being judged themselves?
What are you judging? We judge people's actions, not their...
Are we fruit picking? Is that the difference between the two? 20 seconds.
I think it's loving. Sometimes when you say to me, Father John, you know, your tie or your collar's not on right, or... You need to wipe your nose or go blow your nose. That's loving. I might feel bad and embarrassed.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-6633.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on High Cap Adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Wow, where do we go from here?
I don't know. I think...
Let's go on that last statement. If I'm doing something in the eyes of God that is sinful, and I made mistakes and I stumbled, and He knows my heart, and I'm trying to do better, but I was weak, I fumbled the football, I'm getting back up, dusting myself off, I'm going to try it again. He knows the heart. As compared to somebody, he'll forgive me. That's the sin of presumption.
That's the sin of presumption. To go ahead and sin... Well, I'll just ask for... That's another sin. I mean, if your spouse...
Isn't that Galatians right there? You foolish Galatians?
He says that you... Yeah, he was talking about the snip. They go back to their old ways. But even if you're... If a spouse knows, well, I can cheat on my spouse and I know she'll forgive me. That's presumption. It's evil. It's cruel. It's one thing to be given to temptation and then to do penance for that. But to always be striving, and the very fact that they feel contrite, like even when someone goes to confession, the fact that they are contrite, they have to make an act of I was wrong and I'm sorry and I want to make this right. But to make God, we sometimes make God into a jerk and sometimes we make him into a punk. God's a punk when we say, he'll forgive me. I'm saved. I'm in.
That's a bad attitude, man.
Oh, I think both of those are out there. Some people make God into a jerk. Oh, last week I ate meat on Fridays and I forgot and I'm going to... God's not a jerk. By the same token, God is not a punk. You know, no one's going to know. It's just me here.
Well, I look at the Bible the same way I look at the Constitution. Constitution is written words, sit down, made into law. And if you want to change it according to what the Constitution says, or live according to the Constitution. Everything outside the realms of that, God bless America, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's the same thing with the Bible. If we're raised as Christians and we learn this is who he is and what he wants, that's the template. And if we fail, we come back to the template. So when he starts saying this, that, or the other, he's not a jerk. He's not a punk.
It's out of love.
That's the way it is, man.
Yeah. And when he said to... Even when, you know, I think of John the Baptist, you know, what got his head cut off? He was
a sword.
We don't know what got him off. Yeah, they may have taken a shovel back there. In the movie, John the Baptist, they did it with a shovel. Not John the
Spoon.
But he talks to Herod and said, it is not right that you married your brothers. They committed open adultery and he's calling him out. But I would say in many ways he's loving him. Because he's calling him out. Stop what you're doing. It's not right. You're scandalizing all of us. Now, as Angel said, that may, in 2024, I'm not sure walking up to
you know, Donald Trump or Joe Biden say, you know, get your stuff together in front of everybody. But we have other means of doing that now. But doesn't make me wrong. You know, I was at one of those meetings with a bunch of seminaries from other traditions, and there was this female who was studying to be a minister in the United Church of Christ. I don't know if you know anything about that. Very liberal church. And she once said that some of the things that I was saying, she found it insulting. And all I can think of, just because you're insulted doesn't make me wrong.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I can understand, and I'm sorry that you feel insulted. It doesn't make me wrong. Just because I sound come off doesn't. But I think that goes to what Christianity can, or not, when it gets watered down, and
you know, secular Father world. John, they say, check out the science. Look, science is from God, okay? So I'm going to use other things from God, too. When you're talking about the example you just did, there's personalities, there's emotions, and all these different things. So if I come up to an individual, instead of hitting them a certain way, knowing that their personality and attitude will be totally resistant to what I'm saying, I'm going to be a chameleon to try to still say the same thing in accordance to how they will receive it well.
Excellent. Absolutely. Because I think even with John the Baptist, he was making some inroads with Herod. Herod even liked to listen to him. He was telling him exactly what
he was drawn to the truth.
But he wouldn't say that to maybe a prostitute or
a
tax collector.
He was drunk off his rear end when he did that deal.
Sometimes. And he was gawking at his own. He married his own niece. Herod married his own. And then he's gawking at his own grandniece, Salome. You know, when he was watching her, he becomes aroused watching her dance. It was totally sinful. And he offers her half of his kingdom, which is not responsible. No, you don't give a teenager half of your kingdom. That's like giving a drug addict $1 million. It'll kill him. So he was a slave to his own emotions, and it took a real man, John the Baptist, another man, because the people surrounding him are not telling him the truth. Somebody who knows it could cost him his life.
But Father John, if we are believers, which we are, we know where we're going. So it's not death. It's the method of death. Sword, spoon, shovel. Okay, it's not the most pleasable thought process of, I'd rather die in a blaze of glory with a bunch of brass at my feet, okay? But who knows what the Lord is going to do. But we all know where we're going. So I don't know why everybody's going, oh, they died. Well, you should be happy they died. Well, now they're where they belong.
I just said, you know, what Jesus says to his disciples, now you are my witnesses. What is that in Greek? Materion. That's what we get martyr. That's you are my witnesses. I need you to witness to this. And not only it might get you killed, it will get you killed. Can you? You know, there's certain things. The question is, we know there's things worth, and we know there's things worth dying for. I think what the church has always struggled with is, what are the things worth killing for? You know, when we think about war and punishment, those are the, but we know there are things worth dying for. But people don't want to sacrifice now. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you said you were in the military.
Mm-hmm.
They're having such a hard time. I know some guys that are going back in the military in their 50s and 60s. I said, what do you do? There's a guy in our church who's going back. Mm-hmm. I said, you're too old for this now, man.
Actually, Father John, that's a very good sign.
Oh,
people are waking up.
Older men. They can't get younger men to join, but go ahead.
Well, you may have blown my thought process.
Okay, go ahead. Water.
I was basically saying people aren't joining because, well, I don't know. They're probably
because
lazy.
There's less men.
Less men.
Because people are having less children.
I was hoping it would be that they're realizing this is a joke, a meat grinder for men and women to go into. For what? For the small cabals that
so
work with each other?
So I think grown men have to start acting, have to inspire. We have another man who's in his 50s who just joined the police force. And he asked me to write I said, you're too old for that, Matt. Well, they lowered all the standards. Right. They lowered, not the standard, but the age.
They are lowering standards to accommodate women,
that's
which
right.
is wrong.
Yes, we will.
We won't go there.
Totally wrong.
But to inspire our young people to, first of all, have families and have children, and to be sacrificial. Can you be generous with your life? Can you be generous? Because now, you know, we look at our government, they're about to, I mean, my parents and I, we had to pay our way through college. You know, I had to work through college. I had to live at home. Now kids have debts this big, and now we have a government official saying, we'll just pay it off. We'll forgive it.
Speaking of which, Christine, why the hell do I have to pay taxes if they can just print it off?
Yeah,
I get it. Okay, I'm just bringing it up.
We need more voters, so let's just let anybody,
let anybody vote.
It's almost like our people, it comes down to the fish rots from the head. I think oftentimes with churches, with governments, with cities, I mean, we have I'm from Chicago. I think other cities should look at Chicago and say, that's a perfect example how not to run a city. How not to run a city.
Baltimore, New York City, Seattle.
Or states.
It's bad when we're in unison, you know?
But even some, you know, even in South America now, you're from Puerto Rico, right?
That's right.
There are things they're doing right down there now in South America. I don't know if you heard about El Salvador. El Salvador was the murder capital of the world. Mm-hmm. But not anymore, Shelby.
They're all dead.
Do you know what's going on down there?
What?
The president is putting them all in prison,
that's,
and they're just
right.
They're just staying there.
He's
the murder rate has dropped. Anybody who's in MS-13, if they're just in it.
You wait till Donald Trump gets back in the White House. How great this country is going to be.
I hope you're right.
I know I'm right.
But knowing everything that's going to change, you think they're just going to let him walk in there easy? It's going to be bad.
They're not going to let him walk in easy. But I'm telling you, that's what happened from 16 to 20, and he still accomplished great deals. When he gets back in, you're going to notice such a noticeable change. God bless America.
Like it's not possible.
Remember the article I read about the black women and men?
Yeah, but Taylor Swift endorsed Joe Biden or Michelle Obama. You think all them stupid little dits that listen to her horrible music aren't going to go, I'm going to vote because...
No, they're not going to go out. They won't go out and vote. They'll be all emotionally charged as soon as she says that. But at the end of the day, they're not going to go out and vote.
I'm not going to say it's going to be easy.
It's not.
I don't know, Christine. The youth may vote because it's Taylor Swift.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why they're utilizing her.
Know. Because it's her.
Girls.
Gonna do it.
Girls vote like Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I would invite anybody to go online and look up what's going on in El Salvador. The president is doing a fantastic job. We can look at, and also I think it goes. We can, as Catholics, there's three of us in here that are Catholic.
Four, technically.
Oh.
Honorary.
There are churches out there that have life, and there are churches out there that are dying. You know, when I was coaching, that's also what we did. We looked at what teams are winning. What are they doing? And to look at these churches that have life, what are they doing? What are they doing? And there's churches that are just dying, and they're okay with dying.
John, I got to go to a hard break.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Look, when we come back, we're going to do the favorite part of the show. Everybody loves it. True Stories of Self-Defense. And we'll say,
have you done this before?
We'll say 10 Hail Marys on it. We'll do. All right. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
State-of-the-art high-speed internet has come to the city of Cameron, Texas. SOS Communications is pleased to offer wireless internet throughout rural areas of Cameron in a number of affordable packages. If you work from home, want to stream your favorite TV show, or want the bandwidth for gaming, call SOS Communications today at 512-897-1860 to arrange for high-speed internet installed right in your home.
Join me, Matt Petros, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure radio program, Saturdays from 9 to noon, right here on KMIL 105.1 FM The Ranch. Me and my special guests will cover the Constitution and politics, go over finances and legal issues, and get you ready with prepping tips and fitness ideas. So much more on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure radio program, Saturdays from 9 to noon, right here on 105.1 FM The Ranch.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. We're at the favorite segment of everybody out there is true stories of self-defense, what to do and what not to do in situations like these. These are cold reads, and your host gives humble opinion as to what to do, what not to do, correct procedures, the whole works. So let's see what we have. But I've got a special one for Shelby. I saw it, and I go, oh, she would like this one.
Yes, and I even saw it on my news feed when it came up.
All right, so we're gonna have her start. And here's the mic.
That was very smooth. Okay, the headline is Idaho mom 85 committed justifiable homicide by shooting armed home intruder, yes! Prosecutor says. Okay. All right, so it says an 85-year-old Idaho mother who shot and killed a home intruder committed a justifiable homicide. That is one of the most heroic acts of self-preservation I have ever heard of. Bingham County Prosecutor Attorney Ryan Jolly stated in an incident review. The suspect, identified as 39-year-old Derek Condon, entered the home of Christine. Yeah, that's a very long last name. Shares with her disabled son around 2 a.m. March 13th. Condon was dressed in a military jacket, black ski mask, and pointed a gun and a flashlight at Christine. According to documentation, Jolly says Condon placed her in handcuffs and took her to the living room of her home, where he took her at gunpoint and handcuffed her to her wooden chair. Moving on.
Oh, hopefully it's not over. Yeah.
Condon reportedly became very angry when he found out that Christine's son was in the home and she did not tell him. The suspect said, "You have made numerous threats to kill her." At one point, while Condon was downstairs, Christine drugged the chair across the floor while she was handcuffed in her bedroom to retrieve her .357 Magnum revolver that was under her pillow.
My hero.
I'm gonna get that.
She got a cannon under her.
She then went back into the living room to hide the revolver between the armrest of the chair and the cushion of the couch next to where she was seated to wait his return. Condon returned, fired and emptied a 9mm pistol into Christine, striking her multiple times in her abandoned leg, arm, and chest. Abdomen, sorry, I said abandoned. The document states, Condon then went into adjoining kitchen where he died from his wounds, because she emptied her .357 into him at the same time he was shooting her.
Oh, wow.
She fell onto the floor while handcuffed and was there for 10 hours before her son had finally come down and found her and called 911. Deputies arrived at approximately 12:17 p.m. and provided life-saving measures.
Wow. So she made it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, now listen.
She's my hero.
Life-saving measure.
There you are.
The woman had a gun in the house. She's caught off guard. She utilizes the opportunity of him ransacking the house to acquire her gun. Mm-hmm. She puts it between the seat and the cushion, whatever she's doing.
Where she was between the couch and her thing.
Now, her mental process is probably one of two things. One, I'm going to wait for the opportune time to use it, or I'll use it if he continues.
She said awaited his return.
Waited his return. Mm-hmm. But she could have probably said, let me see what this guy's going to do. Maybe he'll just leave. But no, no. You just couldn't let it alone, could you?
You just couldn't.
85, that's...
And notice she's 85 and it's a .357 revolver. And when we're reading these stories from the 60s, 70s, and even to first part of the 80s, a lot of revolvers, 32 autos, 25 autos, all that kind of stuff. Once you get past 1985, it's 9mm and all that kind of stuff. All right, so I salute her. You ready?
Yeah.
Story number two. A couple was at home with their 15-month-old son when two armed men, one of them a convicted felon with a history of break-ins, kicked in the front door. According to police, one of the residents shot both intruders with his handgun, causing the felon to flee and the other burglar to fall dead inside the house. Quote, I think probably if he had not had a gun, he would have been killed, as well as the female in the house and possibly the baby, Sergeant Jack Cates of the police department said. The uninjured residents fled next door with their son and called police. Minutes later, a man showed up at the hospital suffering from a gunshot wound. He was charged with first-degree burglary, armed robbery. Here's the deal. Let me tell you the story on this one. The man, the wife, and the baby are in the house. They're probably watching a rerun of Gunsmoke. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, somebody kicks in the door. But because the man is properly prepared, he picked up the firearm that was probably right on the coffee table directly in front of him and takes out the bad guy. Am I talking from experience? No. just saying.
I need to tell you a story.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Okay. So recently I visited a friend of mine, took him and his wife some soup because he's not been feeling well, sent him a text message. Hey, I'm coming over. No response. And if you're listening, I know you know who I'm talking about. Did the doorbell ring thing. It was just before 8 o'clock, kind of dusk here in Temple. And did the doorbell ringer thing. Nobody answered. And apparently you can leave voicemail on doorbell ring things. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. I start hearing, hey, it's Christine. I brought you some soup. I hear the of the door unlock, slowly opens. The person's hand is behind his back. And it didn't really occur to me, like, why is this person's hand behind the back? So we're talking, and he says, well, I'm glad it's you because I didn't have to shoot you. And I was like, oh, yeah, he was ready. He didn't know who was ringing his doorbell at 8 o'clock at night in Temple. Right. Like, well, here's your soup.
I would like to not come in.
I had a situation like that happen to me where somebody comes to the door, don't know who it is, and I've got the firearm in my hand, and I open up the door and say, and they identify who they are. I go, oh, hey, man, how's it going? So I open the door. I said, hold on a second. And I pick up the gun and put it in my holster. And he goes, dude. I said, I didn't know who you were, man. All right. Father John, I think you're next.
All right. Nothing seemed out of the ordinary inside a Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant when a man approached the counter and placed an order. But then he demanded of the cashier, give me the money before I shoot you. Initially, Paul Sherlock joined the other customers as they bolted for the door, but then he stopped out of concern for the cashier. He recalled a June 05 incident in which a carjacker shot at him. That was also the day he decided to buy a gun and apply for to carry a permit. Police say Sherlock faced the suspect when then pulled out his 9mm pistol. The suspect put his hands in the air, and Sherlock ordered him to lean against a window. Police apprehended the man without incident. The accused gun turned out to be a screwdriver.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something.
The accused gun.
If you're in a situation like this, I want the women and children out of the facility. You dudes better stand your ground and you better protect. You better do it. Push your woman. You push your children out of the place. Look, they say, run, what is it? Run, hide, fight. Screw that, man. Turn it around. Fight. You're out of ammo. You lose your gun. Your gun breaks down. All that kind of stuff. Hide. If they catch it, fight. What's this run crap? I've paused. Go ahead.
All right. According to police, two men wearing masks invaded Alan Cooper's home and began robbing him at gunpoint. Cooper gave one of the masked men some cash, but unsatisfied, they ordered him to call back two people who left the house prior to the robbery.
This ain't enough. Can you call your friend?
Cooper contacted Rhea McCary and James Robertson, who returned, but sensed something was wrong. When they arrived, Cooper bolted out the front door, yelling, "They've got guns!"
Why didn't he just do that in the first place?
The attackers began shooting, striking McCary in the arm, but McCary returned fire, killing one of the suspects. The second suspect fled and was still at large at press time.
Wow.
There's too many steps. Too many steps. Should have been reduced down to 1, 2, 3. Very good read, but the people in the story were bad. Okay.
Angel,
take it away, buddy.
Okay. Police say an intruder forcefully entered an apartment and told the resident he was looking for a particular person. When the resident said the person didn't live there, the intruder refused to leave and attempted to restrain the resident. In the ensuing struggle, the resident shot the intruder twice, sending him to the hospital. The resident was unharmed.
Try that at my house. I double dogged.
All
right, very
refused
good.
Refused to leave.
Good job. Shelby, take it away. Oh, yeah.
All right, it's my turn. And I saw the word killing at the bottom, so I think I'm going to like it.
Goodness, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Father John. I couldn't see you
that's
over
right,
the
that's
monitor.
That's right, that's right.
A man who stopped taking his prescribed medications for mental illness began arguing with a group of people alongside the Arkansas River. And the incident quickly escalated. According to police, the man grabbed a gun from his car and fired it into the air as his apparent threat. He then headed towards James Woody, a fisherman who was unloading his boat. Woody reached into his truck for his pistol he keeps for protection. The described man chased Woody around the truck, then threatened his life. Woody turned and shot his assailant, killing him.
The disturbed man.
Disturbed.
Who did the
air shot? I missed that. Who did the air shot?
The mentally ill man.
Mentally ill guy. Okay. All right. Well, great. This ended up... It's sad, but it ended up positive for the person being threatened. Okay. How much time I got, Shelby?
30 seconds.
I'll tell you what. We're going to save the next two for after the break.
Yeah.
If you got a story of self-defense that you want to share with us, like to hear it. I've got so many.
I'm
it's unbelievable.
Still pumped about that first one. They could make a movie about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
254.
Guns.
Yeah.
254-697-6633. Give me a call if you got a self-defense story. True story of self-defense. We'd love to hear about it. And I promise I won't critique it. And I've got
yes, you will.
3, 2, 1. Be back.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-773-3114.
939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Finishing up the program with the final segment. Father Don Gazzaldo, St. Luke Church, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. Angel, once again, tell people how they can get a hold of you.
Okay,
what are you. What are you doing and how they get a hold of you?
We are Cedarwood Financial Partners, and we partner with people on their journey towards retirement, towards getting ready for life changes, life goals. 254-935-3383. My email is angel.santiago@cedarwoodfp.com. And check us out at cedarwoodfp.com. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Angel. All right. We're going to finish up our last two stories. Two stories of self-defense from the American Rifleman. This is from November 2006, by the way. Jose Burcain. Burcain? I'm just going to say Jose from now on.
Jose.
Walked out of his bedroom and was alarmed to find a stranger inside his home. Police say Jose darted back into his room and retrieved a handgun. The intruder pulled out his own gun and shot at Jose. Jose returned fire, killing his assailant. Then fled to a neighbor's home to phone police.
Why?
I don't know. The dude that got killed was a three or four times his size, said the neighbor. Look.
That was confusing.
Depending on what time of day it is, let's say
midnight.
Let's use 1800 hours as the cutoff as to when you shouldn't carry a gun. Okay?
Okay, you got to talk in normal time for those of us that don't know military 6
o'clock.
Time.
6 o'clock, 6 p.m. From the time you wake up till 6 p.m., let's just say that's the standard, okay? It's not the standard for me, but let's just say it's the standard. You should be packing heat. So I don't know what time this guy got out of his bedroom. If it was 3 in the morning, okay. Then he goes back in and picks up his firearm. But if it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he's coming out of his bedroom, the gun should be on his hip. The intruder pulled out a gun and Jose shot him. Why he went to the neighbor's house, I don't know. I'd just be like looking at him like, dude, you're messing up my carpet. Okay? All right, go ahead. Somebody take it away.
It's funny.
Police say a burglar was terrified to find that his intended victim was armed. The suspect rang the victim's doorbell several times, and when he received no answer, he kicked in the front door and went inside, said Sergeant Greg Minster of the Lancaster, California Sheriff's Station. The resident, armed with a handgun, took aim at the suspect and ordered him to leave. The intruder dashed from the house, screaming for his accomplice who was waiting in the car. The suspect appeared to be worried that he was being pursued, said Minster. Police had blocked off streets and apprehended both men.
It is my personal belief that if this person was taken off the planet would be much better. However, if the threat is over, mission accomplished. Okay? If you're able to secure yourself in whatever method you think is necessary and the threat leaves, it's over. Personally, I wish they were no longer around, but that's the way it goes. Okay.
Missed opportunity.
Yes.
I will tell you, I took a class. I think I shared this with you guys. I took a class in seminary called bioethics. And,
did you say a gun class?
No, no. It was a class called bio. So we're talking about war and self-defense. And our professor had a PhD from Rome, but she was from Arkansas. Dr. McGee, she talked like this. And so when we were talking about self-defense and war and stuff like that, she'd always have this saying. She goes, "Boys, sometimes you just got to kill people."
All right.
And we put that up on our doors. "You know what, boys? Sometimes you just got to kill people." Wow. That was the greatest thing. I think she left after that.
But I like her.
She's, I like it.
All right, look, I do a lot of work during the course of the week, and I got all these articles, and I spend a lot of, I kill a lot of trees. And
trees
I,
are a renewable resource.
And there's more trees now than there's ever been.
And I spray a lot of ink, so I'm going to read some of these headlines. Let's give initial reactions. World War alert. U.S. sending troops to Middle East in hopes of deterring Iran attack on Israel. Commentary, anybody? It's a three-hour program, 7 minutes left.
Yeah.
Dead air is not good.
I know, sorry.
Just read it again.
U.S. sending troops to Middle East in hopes of deterring Iran attack on Israel.
When we don't hope. What's the plan?
Donald Trump would say, "My button's bigger than yours.
Right.
Here's a picture of your address. Don't do it." And they're going to not do it. This one here,
like,
is another.
We're crossing our fingers.
So, oh. This is an Obama red line. Because okay. what does Biden say? He says, don't salute the troops.
You know, it's got to be, you got, they got to be very careful who you declare war on or fight with. Because there's some, and you have to be able to think, you be pretty sure that you're going to win. Because there's certain armies, when you go up against them, if they think they'll go straight to heaven by trying to kill you or dying. And I mean, there's a different, I mean, it's very difficult to fight people willing, like, that's what made the kamikaze, the Japanese, so hard to deal with, because they will die to kill you. When you start messing with these kind of things, these battles, these tensions have been going on for 1,000 years. I like when back in the 90s or 80s, remember that we used to send peacekeeping troops? You remember those things? As if there were peace to keep. So he's sending troops in to deter another group. They think these things through. I mean, anyway.
You know what I say? If you bloody my nose and you're bigger, badder, and stronger than me, okay, I'll submit to a degree. If I'm bigger, badder than you, you're going to submit to me.
And
the good fortunate thing is the core belief, the if you go deep down and reach deep to the history of it, this country is a loving, compassionate country.
Oh, yes. There is something I struggle with, and I'm not saying I have the answer here with, but I keep hearing people talk about there should be a ceasefire. And I'm, you know, we had the worst war we ever had in this country was the Civil War. You know, it started when states started breaking away, and then Fort Sumter, the North attacked, and then that's what kind of started it. But we lost 1 million people. At what point would people have been okay to call a ceasefire? Just stop fighting. I mean, what?
It doesn't resolve the irritant or the issue. It gets to the point where you're like, okay, ain't working.
I heard someone say, how you solve the... I'm not saying I agree with that. I think it's compelling, though. How you solve the Middle East crisis is one of them has to win and one of them surrenders. That's the way every war ends. Most of them, but in these particular one, they just want people to stop fighting. And what does that mean? Just stop it. Because one starts it, is the other one just supposed to catch up on the casualties and then stop. I don't know what to say to that. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say we had to drop the bomb. Nagasaki, Hiroshima. Well, that ended
twice.
The war. Yes.
And
that
they
ended the war.
Surrendered. Someone has to surrender. Now, I'm not sure that's a culture.
Father John, that's common sense. That's common sense. So when you look at these people making these decisions and the decisions don't make sense, that tells you it's a nefarious agenda behind the scenes. And it's so blatantly obvious as to what's going on here. You could have total peace. Trump did it. He had three peace treaties, a fourth one in the works, Arabs against the Israelis on the peace treaty, the Abraham Accords, peace, 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 peace. No wars with Trump. Here we've got chaos. It's because they want the chaos. Because chaos gives them opportunity. That's just the way it is, man. Father, sir.
Doctor.
Chinese immigrant destroys gun grabber David Hodges' war on Second Amendment. Let me see if I... She says, you should go to China to see how gun control works for the dictatorship of the CCP, fired up woman tells pig, hog. A video clip going viral at the moment. Chinese woman was under Mao, 40 million people were starving to death after he sold communism to them, and 20 million people were murdered during his Cultural Revolution. She added, so my question to you, David, is can you guarantee me, a gun owner, tonight that our government in the U.S. in D.C. will never become a tyrannical government? Can you guarantee that? When Hodge replied, there's no way I can guarantee that any government will not be tyrannical. The Chinese woman stated, well, then the debate on gun control is over because I will never give up my guns. Never. And you should go to China to see how gun control works for the dictatorship of the CCP.
Boom.
I'll tell you what, man. Women got more balls than guys around here. They really do. The size of their onions are getting bigger and bigger.
Here's the mystery for me that I don't understand. I grew up in a college town. Walk through a college town, walk through the quad, and you'll see kids saying, we're communists and socialists, get organized. They have students draping themselves in Soviet flags.
Yes, and the picture of, what's his name? They got t-shirts. What was that?
Che Guevara?
Che
Guevara.
T-shirts.
And it's,
like,
but
are you all stupid? Or
yes. But they are majoring in government, gender studies, socialism, not socialism, social work, and they come out wackos. And we pay for that. My tax money goes to pay for that.
And forgive the student loans that we're involved
with. Oh, that's right. It's,
remember, your leadership thinks that the sun is kind of difficult to get to and the moon is full of gases.
Made of cheese.
What?
ABC host thinks
what?
That the eclipse
the
is due to
made of cheese and gas.
And the she thinks that the eclipse is due to climate change.
I heard that.
It's clown
somebody
world, man. It's clown world. Okay.
Someone said
go.
The sun is
go.
Hard to get
Father
to.
Father John, thank you so much for
that's
being
right.
here.
Who's
Christine? It's a pleasure.
Did they get fired?
Good to have you
Matt,
on here. Shelby
you.
Always taking care of me. Jasmine, good to
can't
go.
Can't you get
Who
fired for being stupid?
Andy, way to go. We'll be back next week. Dr. Shelley Cole. See you next week.